You are listening to a replay of Madhouse Radio.
Well, I think you should fucking hang up or I'm going to find out who you are and punch your fucking face in. How's that?
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
Hey, everybody. Good evening. Good evening. Fuck, already messed up. Damn it. Let's end the show. Ruined it already. What's up, everybody? Good afternoon. It is, along with Milkman. Milkman, say what's up.
Hey, what's up, Carlito, man? We made a rock up with some crazy 420 shit, man.
Yeah.
Now we got the weed. You ready? Let's fire it up.
Whatever you say, man. And, of course, Clone Homegrown is here as well. Clone, say what's up. What's up? Speak up a little bit. Clone can barely hear you.
Just, okay, I'm sorry, man.
There we go. Hey, but you have a lot less of a background noise today. What happened? Something over
there? I farted.
All right, good. And I got it out. Good
deal. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Good deal, good deal. Well, that always helps. Feels good to make a nice fart and take a big shit sometimes, too. So that's where it is. Well, yeah. So we're here.
My eyes are watering.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're here, everybody. Thank you. We're gonna do a light show today, and we're gonna see what we accomplish. I don't know what are our goals for today, gentlemen. A few prank calls. I'd say, right? Hopefully, one or two that work.
I think that's definitely on the agenda.
Yeah. Good. 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 Well, anything else? Anything we could talk about before we start prank calls? I mean, what? I got a hurricane on the way over here to where I live.
Let us all take a moment and remember exactly 1 year ago today, all the people that lost all their worldly possessions in the fatal storm of Katrina. 1 year ago today, folks.
What's that? Oh, the hurricane last year. New Orleans, yeah. The hurricane.
1 year ago today.
Yeah. That's something, huh? The year went by pretty fast.
Now another one's going to hit Florida.
I don't think it's going to be a big deal. I'm getting 50 to 60 mile per hour winds tomorrow morning. I'm not too concerned about that. That's nothing.
That ain't too bad, man. You get that all the time in the bathroom.
I do. You hear the cops outside already. They're mobilizing, getting ready. And everything. No, seriously, I was driving on the highway last night and we saw some military trucks driving up and down the highway. It was kind of weird. Never seen anything like that before. They said USMC. They weren't even national. They weren't National Guard. They were they had the signs on
smoking activity here by this apartment. 10-4. His name's Carlito. Bring in the NSA Corps. 10-4.
Whatever you say, man. Whatever you say. What, Clone, what'd you say real quick about that?
They evacuate the houses in the city and search the houses and shit for drugs.
Yeah, bastards. It's not fair. That's why I'm not. That's why, Clone, you would never evacuate. Are you in a hurricane prone area in Texas or are you in the inland area kind of?
No, I'm inland.
All right, so you're not really worried. You wouldn't be worried about a hurricane as much, right?
More the tornado worries here.
Yeah, tornadoes suck, man. Texas tornadoes, Oklahoma, and all that shit. Well, yeah, Milkman, of course, is like in
Country's titty twisters.
Milkman still hasn't been hit by a hurricane, and he lives out there in the middle of the fucking Caribbean. I don't get it. I guess the trick is to sit in the middle over there, you know.
Oh, man, don't even be talking such heresy.
You never know. You never, never know. Jonathan is complaining in the chat room as usual
Lord
that the stream is skipping and lagging. The stream is always skipping and lagging for Jonathan, but maybe it was. It shouldn't be anymore. If it is, I'm sorry. But there it is. Join the chat room. Go to madhouselive.com. We got people in the chat room, right, guys? We're doing pretty good in there. I see Andy's in there.
16.
Yeah, man. 16. We've already got about 50 people in there.
50 people. Okay, Dr. Lego. Yeah, dude. I'm being listened to.
Yeah, man.
20.
In England only.
I got 320 people listening right now, dude. All over in the college campuses.
Well, I just got 800 hits on my stream. I just started it yesterday.
Oh, yeah? You started a stream yesterday?
Yep.
What are you playing there? Your guitar?
Yep.
Did you just play your guitar on them?
No, I just play, like, sounds of urinals flushing and commodes and turds hitting the water.
urinals. They don't really make that much of a noise like a toilet.
Yeah, but if you get the microphone up close to them.
What kind of sound does a bidet make? It's like a water fountain. I want a bidet, man. Seriously, I want to invest in a bidet. It's going to be the new thing in America, bidets. So, I don't know. I'm lighting a cigar. That's why I'm not talking. You guys got to talk. Talk about something while I light this stogie. John Carr is not even going to get...
You're firing up a blunt.
No, just a cigar to go with my...
Get some child pornography charges in California, though.
Yep. Well, better than going to a Thai prison for diddling some kids, you know? He got his way out.
That's true.
That's all he wanted.
Well, they'd cane his ass to death there.
They would, yeah. They'd kill him. You know?
They'd cane him to death.
Yeah, so what do you get for child porn of these days, anyway? A few years?
Three months and a
lot of cheap thrills.
Yeah, but then for the rest of your life, you can't move somewhere without them knowing that you're a child molester. Or, you know, that you're a sexual offender. Yeah, but weird. Who's not going to know he's a sexual offender anyway at this point? You know, well, yeah, John, you know, John Carr's moving in. Is that his name, John Carr? Whatever, Carr. I call him Carr.
Yeah, whatever.
You guys remember Knight Rider? Remember the evil version of Kit in Knight Rider was named Carr, just like him? Think about it. Think about it right there. That's a prophecy right there. Michael Knight and Kit tried to stop him way back before
what
he even...
Kit is Kit.
Yeah, they tried... you don't remember him?
What's in that cigar?
Huh? You guys don't know what I'm talking about? Knight Rider? Knight Rider.
Versus Kit.
You don't remember Knight Rider at all, Milkman? You never watched Knight Rider?
Yeah, I remember.
You don't remember that evil version
that
of
Kit? That piece of shit Trans Am?
Yeah, well, there was an evil version of it called Carr.
I'm not admitting to that shit, though.
Yeah, you're not admitting that you watched it, dude. That's a great
show.
Yeah,
he ended up being on Baywatch.
Yeah, well, he did a lot better for himself. And then, you know, there's Chips. Chips is a good show back in that time, too. You know? We need a remake of Chips, man. That would be great. A movie version of Chips. You know, California Highway Patrol.
A reunion.
Yeah, you can bring Ponch. You know, you need a Ponch and a Baker.
You could probably get Ponch to play himself.
Yeah, I'm sure you can. Eric Estrada probably play Ponch still. I'm sure how else would you do it? I don't know.
Yeah, he's probably glad to get off all them commercials.
Yep. And all those telenovelas in Mexico. All that shit. What?
Yeah, it's either
Yeah. Well then, what else can we... let's do a prank. What do we got number-wise here?
You got that drumsticks one still?
Yeah, I got that stuff from you. Okay, what was your name in here? Oh, that's right, we're over here. And you are cloned homegrown, okay? Sent me a number for a guy who's giving out firewood. And you also sent me a number for a guy who's giving out drumsticks. Free firewood and free drumsticks. Okay, what's Maria? You said ask for Maria and you gave her phone number. What's she doing? Is she giving out firewood or is that someone else?
Yeah, I think that's the firewood one.
Okay, there's a school that's giving out a laser disc player and science set.
Yeah.
Okay. Laser disc player, man. That never went anywhere, huh? That guy pretty much got killed by... Yeah, well, DVDs killed it, you know? A lot smaller. Those laser discs were like as big as an old, you know, record from Milkman's time.
Those were cool as hell, man.
Oh, yeah.
My mom has a whole set of them.
Smoke weed every day.
Yeah, man. If you people want to reach us here on AOL Instant Messenger, you can reach me at Madhouse Radio. Again, that's Madhouse Radio. I got to turn on the toll-free line, guys. You think anybody will call in on an afternoon? I don't know. Anybody who be listening out there, be sure to...
One of the business prankers out there, you know, that wants their businesses pranked.
Yeah. Maybe.
You're welcome to call in.
Maybe. They're more than welcome. You can reach us at 1-888-278-8509 tonight, today. I'm going to be so used to saying tonight. That's what I know normally on at night. But, yeah. And the chat room's
it's
open.
It's almost 420.
Everybody in the chat room, what's up to all of you? You can join the chat room
at
madhouselive.com. You can also go to kdkprankcalls.com. Again, that's kdkprankcalls.com.
Get out your bones.
Yes, sir. That's right. Join us now. Join KDK and his gay ilk. And yeah, good to see you in the chat room. You
get out your rich hits.
Yeah. So let's call this late.
Actually,
huh.
I thought Jupe was on right before us.
Was he really? He was on today?
Nah, I don't know. I thought so, though. It said Monkey Palm Live.
Oh, I don't know. Well, that's good.
Nah. I didn't either. It was like,
nah, it was a recording.
Oh, it was a recording? Oh, it was a recording, one of their calls or something. Okay, well, good for
yeah,
them.
It was, it, yeah, it yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's...
I didn't want to start no shit.
Yeah, don't... That's okay. We're okay. We're safe. We're good. Now, this free firewood, what's the 707 area code exactly?
I don't know.
We'll find out here. So I know at least... See if I can get a an idea of where it is that we're calling here. 708 area code. 708 area code.
707.
Okay, yeah, that's what I meant. 707 area code.
Forestville, wherever that is.
Fort? What's the state?
It doesn't say. It just says Forestville.
Hang on. I got a reverse area code search here. That gives me the state. City and state. That's what I'm looking for here. Come on, damn you. I got a hose and... I need to get that song. You know that song, I Got a Hose in Different Area Codes? It's an old...
Yeah.
No.
It's an old song. That's like Nate Dogg. I got a hose in different area codes.
How'd you get my recipe?
Fat Albert, you know, we haven't done a Fat Albert call in a while.
You know, we ought to call somebody there, Carlito.
Yeah, so this is our first afternoon show in a while, and we haven't done one since like March. I think it was March, early March, late February. I think was our last afternoon show, so we're looking forward to that. I don't know how we'll do without Lonesome Loser in the house, because he works there today.
Light up your dude.
Okay, are you all right, Milkman? You're really.
Well, it's almost 4:20.
You sound very happy today. You sound more chipper
I'm
than
so
you
happy
usually
as the shit, Carlito.
Okay, you're happy as the shit. Great, good for you.
It's 4:20, everybody light up. It's 4:20. Bing, 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 bing. Fire up now, fire up. Woo, woo.
Okay, this bitch, I'm sorry, these people giving out the firewood are in Santa Rosa, California. So, now we have an idea where they're at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard somebody ripping one.
Oh yeah, hang on, let me get that. I'm really off today.
Smoke weed every day.
There we go. And let's play the first song of the day. Play the first song of the day and the first prank of the day. I know how it is. Well, this is in honor of you.
Patty cake, baker man.
Here comes the first prank call of the day. We're gonna get some free firewood. Oh boy, be right back after this. Damn it.
Kill me with that guitar, man. Make that noise again. The plink. Oh, this is the drumsticks, by the way. The other one was busy.
Well, that sucks.
Thanks for calling East Bay Drums. We're open Monday through Friday, 11 to 7, 1:30 to 6.
You lazy bastards.
Here's a message.
Lazy bastards. Supposed to be open still. It's not 7 o'clock yet. Anyway, Milkman, cut the guitar, man. We got music playing in the background. It sounds all whack-a-jawed. We're all whoppy-jawed and whack-a-jawed, man. Hello. And Milkman's making weird noises. So the toll-free line's open, 1-888-278-8509. So we've tried two numbers, and they're all busy.
Oh, Wilbur.
And that sucks. The two numbers we've tried are busy, so whatever. We'll keep trying. Indiscriminated was confirming that the 707 area code was California, so 707 area code was in California. That's fine. I have a lot of positive feedback from people who are saying they're listening to us. Again, they're on AOL Instant Messenger, and you can reach me at Madhouse Radio.
Yay.
LSD High asked me what happened to fucking PCU. I don't know what you mean. Brandon Ramirez is happy that we're on, and he likes the intro. And Insane Jedi says, yay. Skull and Bowden says, awesome. The Dead says, oh. And Indiscriminator says, California. So there it is. We have, how many people? Yeah.
Hello, California.
We have 39 people listening on our extended network on PCU, on Madhouse Radio, and of course on T-Big Radio. 39 people listening. Not bad. I can take that.
Man, we ain't calling on no block number. What the hell is this damn T-Bag Radio, man, Condito? What's this shit, man? This some anti-man shit or what?
No, there's just some people out there, and they listen to music on iTunes, and they listen to us in turn, and we thank them. New News is begging me to call Tim Cerci.
All right, then, we like T-Bag Radio.
Right, we do. New News asking me to call Tim Cerci before he leaves at 5 p.m. He's the American Teleservices Association guy, right? We've talked to him before. They get a lot of pranks to be creative.
New News is supposed to have some special numbers for us.
Well, he says he's just come back from Australia. Well, that's excellent. How about that? Any ideas for the for Tim Cerci here? He just came back from Australia. I'd call from the consulate or something. I don't know.
Ask him if he could start marketing. If he'd be interested in marketing Vegemite.
Vegemite.
In the United States market.
I don't know. We got to come up with something. Something about his vacation in Australia.
Ask him what he wants to do about the fucking Aborigines baby.
The Aborigines baby? You have to build this baby here. Okay. Let's try that.
You got a baby.
You got to do something about this baby. Let's try to get a hold of him. Hang on, folks. Tim Cerci coming up. Failed to mention, it's been 4:20 for about 5 minutes now, so.
Let's go.
Wait a minute, it's 4:20 the whole time the show's on, baby. This is a 4:20 show. So feel free to fire up.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling the ATA. This is Ryan.
Yeah, Tim Cerci, please.
He is currently away from his desk. Can I put you into his voicemail?
I can wait.
Okay. One second. Let me see if you'll be available.
Hurry up.
Your name?
Hmm?
May I have your name, please?
Raul Gonzalez.
Okay. Is he expecting your call?
He's been expecting my call, yes, sir.
Okay. One second, okay?
Don't get snippy with me.
I'm sorry?
Don't get snippy with me.
Okay.
Did I stutter?
We will not be able to take your call right now.
Why is that? Because my last name is Gonzalez, right?
I'm sorry, who are you again?
Well, actually, my real name is Raul Smith, and it was a test to see your validity and the fact that he won't answer the phone for a man named Gonzalez.
Actually,
what was your name again?
That has nothing to do with it, Mr. Smith, Gonzalez, whatever it is.
Smith, Gonzalez. Now my name has to have Gonzalez in it, does it now?
The simple fact is that he's actually away from his desk, and he's gone right now.
Oh, what is your full name, please?
My name is Ryan Berry.
Berry?
Yeah.
Berry?
And if you must know, we actually have a Rafael Manzone that works with me very closely and is in this office. So I don't think it has anything to do with the validity of your name.
Oh, some of your best friends are Hispanic then now.
No, actually.
How convenient. Oh, he's not your best friend? He's not your best friend?
No, he's a coworker.
He's a coworker. Why can't he be your friend? Because his last name is Hispanic?
That has nothing to do with it.
Sir, you know, you understand this is horrible, 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 horrible that you as a person and your boss as a person will not speak to me because of my ethnicity.
I'm speaking to you.
You're speaking to me, but you're trying to rush me off the phone.
No, I'm not.
I heard what you said under your breath when you thought I was on hold. When I thought I couldn't hear you, I heard what you said.
What was that?
I'm not going to repeat those kind of words right now, but I know exactly what it is that you meant to say.
No, tell me what it was, because I actually...
Hey, didn't I tell you not to get snippy with me? Did I not tell you not to get snippy with me?
Actually, you did tell me not to get snippy with you.
And you're getting snippy with me right now, sir?
No, I'm not. If you want
to
have a...
So this isn't snippiness to you at all? You do not think you're being snippy at all?
No, sir.
What would you describe it as? Short? Rude?
No, sir.
Racist?
No, sir.
Racist? Come on.
Not in any way, shape, or form.
All right, so go ahead. I need two references from you and your social security number, please.
You are speaking to the wrong person about racism.
Well, moving on from that, I need two references from you who can vouch that you're not a racist, and your social security number so I can pull a credit check on you.
Who do you think you're talking to, Raul?
Please refer to me as, you know, start with Mr. and then my last name.
Mr. Smith?
Mr. Smith. Now it's Mr. Smith. When are you going to decide what my last name is? How many times do I have to tell you what my...
You told me your last name was really Smith, and that you you just wanted to prove a point by saying your name is Gonzalez. So what is it? If you want to be truthful and honest...
It's Gonzalez Smith. Gonzalez hyphen Smith. Not Smith Gonzalez. The English name doesn't have to come first. You know?
Okay, Mr. Gonzalez.
You're a sick person. What's your mother's maiden name?
How can I help you today?
I want to know your mother's maiden name.
My mother's maiden name?
Yes.
Harris.
Harris?
Yep.
That sounds German.
Could be.
I see where this is all coming from.
Yeah, you want to know my father's name?
Yeah.
Too?
Yeah. Well, I'm still waiting for two references who can vouch that you're not a racist.
Well, let's see. My sister and my girlfriend can.
They don't count. You can't use and you don't have a girlfriend, number two. I know with that voice you don't have a girlfriend. But anyway, you can't use family or loved ones.
Who do I live with then?
Professional references.
The girl I live with is just a friend?
She's whoever you're using right now for whatever it is that you're using her for. I need two professional references, people that you work with or work on a professional basis.
Okay, how about Rafael Manzone?
Okay, can you transfer me to him, please?
I'm the only one in here right now, buddy.
You're the only one in there. Then why did you say you were trying to get Tim Cerci in line?
Because I had to check to see whether his line was being forwarded or not so I could transfer you to him.
You said you were checking to see if he was taking calls, and you said it was away from his desk.
Right, and therefore his phone would be forwarded to the location that he's
That's at. Not how you said it to me. You said that he couldn't take my call.
Well, that's...
Why didn't you say you were going to forward my call?
Because I told
Don't get snippy with me. Don't get snippy with me.
Okay, what is the purpose of your call today?
To speak to Tim Cerci and to prove that you are a racist to him. Because, and let me tell you something, Tim Cerci does not have any tolerance for racism. I'll let you know that right now. I play golf with him.
Do you win?
All the time.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, where?
Excuse me, sir. July 13th was the last time I played golf with him. And I also played golf with him in Australia when he was on vacation recently.
Okay. Great. So
what, you think Hispanic man can't get on a golf course? Is that what it is? Unless I run the bags around, run the clubs around, wash the balls? Is that what I do because I'm Hispanic? Am I the help?
You do realize that Mr. Cerci was not in Australia on vacation. He was there on business and never played golf.
He definitely played, at nighttime, when the lights go down, me and him are sitting on the town. Let me tell you what, that's a vacation right there.
Okay.
Yes,
so
sir.
How can I help you today?
I don't know. I just called, I'm letting you know that you're a racist, and I want to speak to Tim Cerci about that right now.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way, and I'm sure that some of my good friends would be glad to hear that as well.
You're disgusting.
So, and I'm sure that they would love that.
I'll speak to Mr. Mendoza, is it? That's like the most made-up Hispanic name I've ever heard of, but...
Have you ever been to our website?
All the time.
Named directly from the website, you know.
I don't believe you. You don't even have a website that I find legitimate. I don't recognize your website, and I don't recognize your charter, either.
My charter?
Exactly. And I don't even pay... You know what? I don't believe in paying taxes, and I won't. Because I'm Hispanic. I don't have to pay taxes.
Actually, that's untrue, but...
This isn't my country. I'm just here to make money. That's it. Doesn't mean I have to pay taxes. I don't think so, at least.
Okay.
Well, there it is.
I'm glad you feel that way.
Do you pay taxes?
Yeah.
How much are you paying taxes this week?
I'm sorry, this week?
This week.
Couldn't tell you.
How about last year?
None of your business.
Did you have a tax return? Did you get a check back?
Nope.
Who didn't? So you're paying taxes still?
Yep.
You know why? Because the government found out you were cheating them out of taxes. You didn't pay all your taxes like you were supposed to on time.
Oh, really?
A real American would add a little extra in that box on the tax form when you first start your job just to make sure you pay it all on time.
Okay.
Did you pay interests? You didn't, right?
No.
We're not going to get anywhere with people like you. People like me who come to this country, we break our back and we work and we don't pay taxes. We're the people who are really running this country. If it wasn't for us not paying our taxes and working for you for free without paying taxes, I don't know what you guys would do.
Okay.
You know?
Would you actually like to speak with Mr. Mendoza now?
Sure, I'm ready to speak with him.
Okay, one second. Let me see if I can get him on the phone for you, okay?
Whatever.
Mr. Mendoza? Will you come here and speak with this gentleman real quick? It's a friend of Tim. He was playing golf with him in Australia. and he would like to verify that, or at least tell you that I'm a racist. So.
Damn it, man. Rap bastard hung up on me. Hang on, guys. Let me get you off of mute here. We got to get something quicker with that. Milkman, what are your thoughts on that? That was okay.
That was a great call, man. I like to hear Mendoza.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I waited. I heard nothing. Then I heard a click.
I was trying to tell you, but you wouldn't listen to me, that to ask for the second in charge.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Dr. Suckbag's coming, calling in. Hang on, man.
All right.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'm calling from the National Hurricane Center Authority of America.
Is this Mr. Mendoza?
Yeah, listen, I just wanted to tell you that the hurricane is not a big deal this time.
I know. I'm happy about it, too. I can't wait.
And you're lucky.
I'm lucky? Because next time you're going to send one on at me, that's going to be even worse, huh?
Yo, dude, let me ask you something.
Wow.
What's up, man?
I'm smoking a cigar, listening to you talk on the phone. What's up with you?
Yo, man, I had enough after last night.
Well, you had a good show last night, man.
Yeah, you liked it. I thought it was interesting. I thought it went in a lot of different directions. It wasn't the best show we've done, but I thought it was interestingly enough.
Have you heard it again since you did it?
No, I'm about to put it up.
That's what I'm telling you. Once you do that, you're gonna see it was a good show.
Yeah, you like it. It was good. All right.
Yeah, it was a good show.
Coming from you. That means a lot.
Yeah, especially at the end, when Saigon called in.
Oh, was that Saigon?
Yeah, it had to be Saigon. We're pretty sure it was Saigon.
What?
We're pretty sure it was Saigon, yeah.
Why? Who else would it have
been? He had a lot of PCU knowledge, and Saigon was chatting away in the chat room like mad, except for the period of time when he was on the phone with you. So we're pretty sure that it was Saigon. Pretty sure. I'd give it like an 89% chance it was Saigon, but we will never know.
I do have a phone number on the guy, unless he spoofed it.
I don't think he spoofed it.
Unless he was using a calling card.
Yeah.
Because if not, I want that guy on my show every week.
Yeah, he was great. If it was, then I don't know. If it is Saigon, a lot older than I thought he was, but hey.
He was the highlight of the show. I was very impressed with the way he went on his rants and his raves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was dissing the Jews, but, you know, it's okay.
Who else, you know, the Jews can take a nice ribbon. It's all right.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, yeah. The bottom line is, you know, he's talking about, like, the Jews are blowing up all the people in Lebanon. I mean, I thought about it after we hung up, and, you know, I didn't get to tell him that, well, it was Lebanon that started in with us, though, with the
mm-hmm.
Jews.
It was his bowl and not Lebanon, but you got a point.
Whatever the fuck it is.
Well, it's not the same thing. You're not Israeli. You're not Israeli, man. Come on. You're an American Jew. You're an American.
Well, so are you. Now,
yeah, I'm not even Hispanic, Puerto Rico. You know what I mean? I don't like go around like saying, oh, Puerto Rico this, Puerto Rico that. I'm here. If I was living in Puerto Rico, I'd worry about it. You've never been to Israel.
Funny? You know what I notice about Spanish people? In general,
mm-hmm.
when they get pissed off, like when a guy, like a Spanish guy, gets pissed off at another guy, he says homie a lot.
Homie?
Yeah, he's like, yo, what's up with that homie?
Really?
Yeah, I noticed that a lot. Why is that?
I don't know.
Say that?
I don't say homie. I don't try not to say it. Not when I'm upset. I try to sound articulate and, you know, educated.
Yeah, I understand. You know, I happen to notice, like, when a Spanish guy gets upset, he's like, yo, what's up with that homie?
Yeah. Hey, was that Kim on the phone last night with you, or was that some...
Which one?
It was some lady who was on the phone doing a prank, and I was wondering if it was
that
Kim
was
or not.
Laura.
Laura?
Laura was on the phone with us, and then we had Amanda.
Uh-huh.
Amanda's the one who likes to get spanked.
Okay. All right. Remember that now. Right.
Yeah. Amanda. Now, I give her an E for effort.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can see her. If you go to my MySpace page, you can see what she looks like. I mean, she needs to get on the treadmill, but, you know, she's not a bad girl.
Not bad. Not bad at all. Hey, you smoke cigars, dude?
You know what, dude? I used to smoke them when I was like 6-7 years old, and then I gave it up.
You smoked cigars when you were 6-7 years old, and you gave them up?
Yeah.
That's unfortunate, man. You should pick them up. It's a highly entertaining thing to do.
No,
I'm smoking a cigar now. It was made in Nicaragua.
Yeah?
Well,
that's legal.
That's legal. That's legal. Clunk chimes in. Well, that's legal. That's awesome. I've had a Cuban cigar before, though, when I was on a cruise, and you can buy them out, you know, other countries, and I smoked a Cuban cigar. It wasn't a big difference. It wasn't a big deal. I was like, whatever, it's tasting another cigar. To me.
It is a big deal, though. They're illegal.
Yeah. They're illegal.
Well, I'm sitting here at my office. I had gotten your IM, and mm-hmm. I saw you were doing a show, and I just wanted to intrude and say that...
Intrude. You and KDK with intrusion stuff, man.
I wanted to intrude on you and tell you that, you know, you're probably seriously one of the best prank callers I've ever, best prank call shows I've ever listened.
I'll be honest with you, you know, today I'm not in a good mood. Had some bad news earlier this week, but you know what, I said I promised the people that I was going to do a show this afternoon. I started later than normal, but here I am, me, Clone, and you, and Milkman, I guess. We got a lot of people listening for an afternoon. We got 43 people listening. It's going up. Wow. 44 people right now.
That's good.
Not bad. And the pranks haven't been stellar yet, but we're just trying. Most of them losers at work, but you know, we have a whole bank of some new fucking numbers we can try.
I want to let you know I'm about to launch a new stream.
Okay. Comedy, what's it?
It's a prank call stream. It's what I was trying to do a few weeks ago, but I got everything all situated. It's prankcallradio.com.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want pranks separately. I want your entire shows.
Entire episodes?
Yep. I want to, because this the purpose of this network, the purpose of the stream is going to replay all, you know, the shows in their entirety.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to do.
Interesting.
So get me, you know, whatever best shows you can. You want to send them to me through one of those file sharing things, that's fine. And then the other thing I'd like to start doing with this is when you do your show, you'll also simulcast through it.
Okay.
I'm advertising this through a total different streams than KDK, and I'm going to try and generate a whole new audience for us as well.
Right. Well, that might work. My shows are all up, you know, on my website. If you click on podcasts, you can download them individually.
Oh, so I could just download them there, MP3 format?
You hit the podcast link, right, and they all the episodes list right there.
Okay.
You hit where it says play now.
Okay.
That's an MP3 link right there. You can right-click and save, or you can double-click it and play.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's all I need. And what for? Are there 44.1?
I put them, they're in 64K MP3. I don't know. I think
What's a good sample rate converter? Do you have a good software for that?
Not really. I just use, you know, the whole plugins for Winamp is really what I use for that. Other than that, I don't really get into it, dude.
I got you. I'm with you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good. Then we'll start archiving some of those and fucking take care of business.
Good luck with that. You're probably pissed.
Tell me why SoundForge is good.
SoundForge is good. You know, I do have SoundForge, but I never use it. SoundForge is good.
Okay.
And what's the other one? What's the one that got bought out by Adobe? What's that old one?
Oh, yeah.
Cool Edit Pro.
Yeah, Cool Edit.
Cool Edit.
I don't want to.
Audition.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, Adobe Audition.
And you were about to say I'm probably going to piss off KDK, but mm-hmm. No, KDK is totally aware of what I was doing.
Okay. I'm just telling you, watch out, man.
No. He knew that I was putting up that stream, and then I had all kinds of technical issues with one of my servers, so I had to pull it down. And now I'm putting it back up. And the purpose of this stream is not to go in competition with KDK, because KDK's stream plays pranks, individual pranks.
Mm-hmm.
My stream, or it's going to be it's totally going to advertise PCU Underground. I mean, if he wants to be a penis about it, just because I'm the king of prank calls, and he can't deal with that, if he wants to be a penis about that and not be cool about it, that's up to him. But I'm just saying that I'm putting his shows up, everybody's shows are going up there on their entirety.
Okay.
And that's the purpose. So if you feel like listening to individual pranks, bam, there you go. If you feel like listening to shows that you've missed, there you go.
Yeah. But we got to get the podcast going, too, for PCU, man.
Yes, we do.
We got to figure it out logistically.
One thing at a time, bro. I mean, you know, I'm at work. I still got a lot of work here to do today. We can only do so much. But I saw your IMD, which was very sweet and everything you thought about me, and I appreciate that.
Well, I am everybody on my list, but yeah, no problem, man. You're on my list.
Big Nick. Well, I'm
Hey,
Big
Nick. I'd invite you to do a prank, but you sound busy. If you want to do a prank.
I'm going to listen to you, and I want you to rip it up. And since you're in a bad mood, I really want you to fuck with I want you to fuck people up today.
Milkman has a question. Milkman, go ahead.
ask Dr. Lego if he's going to get hooked up with me later on today.
Ask Dr. Lego if he's going to get hooked up with me later today, he asked.
Yeah, tell him I'm doing actually a financial radio show tonight from 7 to 8.
You're doing what?
I do a financial radio show.
Dude, where?
It's at yourmoneyshow.com.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you could call in and prank him.
Oh, no, I'm not going to prank. I'll listen to it, though. Seriously, yourmoneyshow.com?
Yeah, yourmoneyshow.com.
Holy shit, dude. That's awesome. Let me look that up on the old laptop over here.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Okay.
So,
but after that,
so we're going to do that tonight, and then at 8 o'clock I'll be free. Hit me on IM, and I have that software, and I just got to send it over in the sharing thing.
10-4, great man.
Hey, listen, if I wanted to have my own chat room, my own IRC chat room, how do I do that? You know?
I don't know. I know the software to run. You know, Madman can tell you in a second. He'll probably set it up for you if you want. But
yeah.
It's not that hard at all. As long as you have the box to put it on, to run it on, the IRC server.
I got boxes up the ass.
I know. It's he can tell you what to download and put on there. I mean, I think it's all Linux stuff, but dude, he'll tell you in 10 seconds. If not, just do a search for real quick, how to IRC server, server.
Yeah, no, but it'd be faster to get it from somebody who knows how to do it.
There you go. Madman's the man.
Madman just to get in touch with me.
He's in there right now, dude. Just jump in the chat room real quick, talk to him, and we'll hook you up.
All right, my neighbor.
All right, homeboy. Have a good night, and don't work too hard.
I'll try and hit you back. Are you doing a show tonight? Or
No. I'm probably going to stop around here sometime 6:30, 7 o'clock Eastern.
Is anyone going on tonight?
I don't. On a Tuesday night? I don't think so.
We need to get somebody on Tuesday. I'm going to see if I can get Joey Boots to do Tuesday night.
Joey Boots?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right, man. All right, dude. Take care. Later. Bye.
Dr. Lego, everybody. Dr. Lego, everybody.
Dr. Motherfucking Lego.
Yeah. Clone, you're there, man? You had a dog.
Excuse me.
The dog's out there after you, though. The dog sniffing.
No, that was my cat.
It was your cat that just happened to sound like a German Shepherd. He's over here. Fuck, man.
He's on steroids.
Yeah, man, fucking police dogs. Anybody, you guys ever been bit by a police dog? Clone, you ever in your adventures? No? Milkman, you ever been bit by a police dog?
Nah, man, but I'd like to bite a police dog.
But sure you would. You're interested in getting your mouth full of dog meat. I'm sure you are. I like to eat a hot dog, Carlito. I'd love to eat a hot dog right now. I love Dr. Lego's kosher hot dog. Anti-drug.
I gotta get back Cap. Damn dog, he's got a hard time with me.
Yeah, man, you know that, I'm sorry, excuse me, I'm tired. Part of the problem with me today, I sound down and everything, man. I'm sorry, guys, I'm trying. Sure enough, I'm checking out here on the Madhouse laptop. Your Money Show is a financial talk show every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. So that's yourmoneyshow.com. Right on. We should listen to that.
A Jew with the money
show. Jew with the money show. You know, he's probably just the Jew. I mean, that's what they call him. And now on the line is the Jew who's running the economy in a bunker under his house. The Jew. Man. Fucking Jews, huh? You gotta love the Jews, though. Without the Jews, we would not have the atomic bomb, everybody. And that's a fact.
That's a fact.
Call John Calvert.
Who's John Calvert?
He just answered his phone.
Who's John Calvert?
He's one of them religious fanatics.
Oh, yeah?
Who sent you his number?
He is the guy in charge of promoting intelligent design. Tell him that your name is Mr. Snake. You're a talking snake, and you think intelligent design is a good thing. Well, that's interesting. Mr. Snake.
He said it's hard to get a hold of him. I know who he's talking about. It should be a good call.
Good. Well, let's see if we...
Just stretch it.
Let's see if he wants to talk to Mr. Snake. Do I have
don't
any...
Don't go in for the kill right away.
Do we have any snake music? No, we don't. Damn it, man. Okay, whatever you say. Whatever you say, man. I got a song here I can play. It means snake and Indian. Wrapped in a bullet. Alright, let's try to get a hold of this dude. John Calvert. He believes in intelligent design, which means he doesn't believe in evolution. Dr. Jew and the Money Show. Dr. Lego. We're right back after this. It's 4:52 p.m. Eastern. Madhouse Radio.
I'm talking Sync as a
John Calvert.
Yes, hello, Mr. Calvert.
John Calvert speaking.
Yes, hi, it's Third. This is Mr. Snake. Snake.
Hi.
I was just interested in your intelligent design.
Yeah?
As a talking snake, I'd like to let you know that I think your intelligent design is a good thing.
What's your name?
Mr. Snake.
What's your telephone number?
My phone number is 888-278-8509.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Oh my God, he has my phone number. Watch out, everybody.
Call these.
He's gonna call a toll-free line. Oh no, panic, everybody! I'll answer this Fat Albert if he calls in. Hello, this is Fat Albert. How can I transfer your call?
Switch over to John Masterson, Jack Masterson.
Snake Roberts. This is Jake the Snake Roberts, everybody. Jake the Snake Roberts. Is he still alive? We need to get... Nunu, man.
Master is the Snake Riddler.
Yeah. Man, he's an alcoholic. He's a weird guy. I used to look up to him when I was a kid, though, man. Jake the Snake Roberts, that was. Who's your favorite wrestler growing up, Clone? Did you have one? Did you watch it at all?
The Von Erichs.
The Von Erichs? The hell is that? Never heard of him.
Yeah, that's old, man.
Kevin Von Erich.
Fitz Von Erich.
Really? Sounds old.
Yeah.
I thought it was one of the newer ones. Well, shows what I like wrestling. Yeah, buddy. I'm an old Hulkamaniac.
They all killed themselves.
Yeah, the ones that are still alive are all really wrecked up from years of doing that kind of shit, you know? I mean, it can't be good to the body. Fucking wrestling, dude. That's something right there. Yeah, hey, you know, I have this phone number for some dude. I probably lost it by now. He plays Jesus here in Orlando at a theme park.
Oh, that would be nice.
I lost it, though. I'm pretty sure I lost it by now. Forgot his name.
Joshua.
No, it was like Chip something. His name was Chip something something. Anyway, Jonathan says, Jonathan in the chat room, speaking of old Southern boys, Jonathan says, hey, I got a prank for you to do. His name is Pete Smith. He's the shop foreman for the bus barn. He gets mad when people call him Cheese Boy, and everybody knows his number is blah, and don't say my name when you do the call. Okay, so don't say anything about Jonathan. Okay, I got you. Skull and Bone says his favorite wrestler was Roddy Piper. You know what? I'd have to agree with that. I really like Roddy Piper a lot. He was awesome. Good wrestler. Insane Jedi on Madhouse on AOL, where you can reach us at Madhouse Radio, says live from Crackhatton. Okay. Andy says, Lego says, wah, call the Minuteman org as Eddie. Tell him I'm anti-Israeli. Okay. Is there a phone number for Minuteman.org? I don't know. I'll have to look into that. Those Minutemen, what are they called? Militiamen? Milkman, weren't you one of those ones?
That's right, buddy. We patrol the border, man.
Yeah, the border and the Virgin Islands. Okay.
That's right, man. We look for them beings floating around.
Okay. We're running dry on numbers here. Tell you what, guys. Let's go to the Lonesome Loser archives. The old numbers from Lonesome Loser. Give me a place you want to call. Let's try either a place, you know, like a country, like either England or something, or a kind of restaurant or store or something, and I'll see what I can find here.
Shoot for anything sushi.
Sushi. Let's see if we have any sushi here. Sushi restaurants that we've confirmed in the last year or so. I just spelled sushi wrong. I spelled it Suhi.
Tell them,
sushi.
Tell them you got ill off the ill.
Okay, let's see here. It's searching, and nothing. No sushi. Damn it, man.
Anti-drug sent you some numbers. He said, check your PM.
Yeah? Okay. Date within the past year. Okay, let's see what anti-drug sent me then. Anti-drug. He sent me a number for someone in Orlando. Okay. Secrets Adult Superstore. Golden Gate Adult Superstore. Helpers the Mentally Retarded. The hell is that? Helpers the Mentally Retarded. We also got Palm Tree Home / Retarded Boys. I don't get it. Well, we'll call Helpers the Mentally Retarded. Let's try that. Hang on, folks. Here comes that call. Right now. Yeah.
Good afternoon, Helpers.
Hello, it's Helpers?
Yes.
Helpers, what do you do exactly there?
Well, we raise money for the mentally retarded.
Why do you have to call them retarded, yo?
Look, who's calling?
I don't like you calling people retarded, yo. Yo, that's messed up. Yo, why you got that? That's here.
Our board of directors.
Yo, that's messed up. Yo, why you gotta call them retarded?
Who is this?
You know they're listening, right?
Well, they're not listening.
Yeah, they are. They know what you're saying when you call them retarded.
Would you like to talk to our director?
Yeah.
About it?
Well, don't make... Transfer me. Come on.
Transfer you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, she's at this number. Take it down and call her.
No, don't give it out, yo. She's listening.
What are you talking about?
Yo, don't be retarded. She's listening.
Who is this?
Come on. Let me talk to her, yo.
She's at a different number.
What's the phone number?
It's...
Yo, don't give it out. Damn it. I should have gotten it from her. That was stupid. Why were we laughing at that?
Call her back. Tell her you was retarded there.
Yeah, right. Let's try the other retarded place.
I'm sorry.
I didn't know. What's going on with the hurricane? Milkman, give us a hurricane. Milkman, I need a hurricane update. You said you had that ready. Go ahead.
Hurricane update. Hurricane will miss Orlando, but will revisit Washington, D.C.
Yay! We're gonna enema.
They heard it first.
This country needs an enema, and I think the hurricane might be a good one. No, but seriously, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck's gonna happen with the hurricane. Probably nothing. You guys worried about me? Should I evacuate?
A big blowjob.
Nah, man, you're safe.
I just evacuated everybody.
You stick your pater out the door.
Yeah, well, I'm on the second floor. It's okay. I'm on the second floor. It's more than fine. We'll be okay here, everybody. Don't worry. Yeah. You guys still feeling the show? Should we continue on and all that good stuff?
Shall we?
Let's do some calls, man.
Let's try Jonathan.
Hell yeah.
Let's try to call this guy Pete Smith. He's a shop foreman.
Are you redneck? Send in your number here to 420, man. And I tell you what, man.
You sure got a problem with authority there, buddy.
Not 420 here yet.
Oh, yeah, we still got 18 minutes. Yeah, and then, Clone Homegrown's gonna be ringing in the 420 in a little bit here. Yeah, okay, well, let's play some music and we'll get that next call. We're gonna call this guy Pete Smith. Hang on, everybody.
Pete Smith.
What goes back on me? This is Pete.
Hey, Pete.
Hey.
Hey, I need to speak to my, someone told me to give a call here for some guy named Cheese Boy.
Cheese Boy?
Yeah, someone said to call Cheese Boy over here about the bus.
I don't know nothing about that.
Do you know Cheese Boy? Is he there? Do you know who that would be?
This is School Transportation.
Excuse me, what?
This is Bay District School Transportation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're calling about the bus. I was told to ask for Cheese Boy.
What bus it is you looking for?
Bus number 12?
No.
It was in for maintenance a few months ago, and it's completely messed up. The filter wasn't changed on it. About half the oil that it was supposed to have in it.
Bus number 12?
Yeah.
We don't have a bus number 12.
Well, they said Cheese Boy worked on it.
Do you know anybody about here by the name of Cheese Boy? You got the wrong... I'm sorry, sir. You got the wrong place.
Mr. Smith, don't give me the runaround and be a man for once and put Cheese Boy on the line or I'm going to have you reported.
I'm going to tell you what, my friend. I'm fitting to hang up on you because we don't have a Cheese Boy here. And I am the shop. I'm a bye.
Okay. What an asshole.
Please enter your destination.
That was him.
I'm going to call him on the other line. Hang on. I'm going to call him on the other line.
The Nextel customer you are trying to reach is currently unavailable.
Aww.
Please try your call again later.
Bigger
bitch.
PFL 0103. He's got the damn phone stuck up his ass.
Fucking Cheese Boy. I wonder why they call him Cheese Boy. I want to know the story behind that. Cheese
boy. Wiener, cheese dog.
Cheese dogs are nasty. You know, yeah, man. Those are those hot dogs that they put the cheese in it. They inject it with cheese. those are so vile, man.
Come dishing out.
Those are nasty as shit, man. Oh, man.
You take a bite and then you get like a...
cheese splurt in your mouth. Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. Andy. Andy's in the chat room. Hey, you two clone. Andy's in the chat room, and he just sent me something interesting. He sent me a number, I think, here for a 24-hour live operator for Minuteman.org. And I believe these people are like those people who are patrolling the borders on their own volition.
Oh, militia?
Yeah.
Mission.
You know, I'm saying they patrol the border for, you know, the regular gun nuts who patrol the American border and stuff. And he sent me a...
Yeah.
He sent me their...
mercenaries.
He sent me their website. Let me take a look at it here. And see, but let me play some music here. Hang on while I bullshit for a little bit here. And he says that we should call. I should call as Eddie Garcia, yo, and say that I captured a immigrant coming into the country. That sounds like fun.
Well, they captured one of the Minutemen too.
Yeah, captured. Yo, he's got an American flag and he's a white guy. Yo, they getting crazy.
He's telling me the damn Minuteman.
Yeah, he keeps saying he's one of you. Well, fuck that. He's an immigrant, yo. I should tell him.
Place to stay.
I should tell him I captured a Minuteman crossing the border into Mexico. Yo, I'm trying to return your. I'm trying to return your cracker. Something like that. Hang on. Fucking site's not opening here.
He said he'd give me a place to stay. Can you hook me up? He said, call you. I'm hungry.
Okay, here it is.
I had a bean.
Hang on. The Minuteman Project is a citizens' vigilance operation monitoring immigration, business and government. They will accept no assistance from separatist, racist, or supremacy groups. Okay, well, that's good to know. And he gave me their 24-hour live operator. These other people are being vigilant. Americans doing the job that Congress won't do, operating within the law to support enforcement of the law. So I guess these people are just the ones that watch the border. Interesting. Interesting enough. Yeah, they want to be Border Patrol, basically. And they're open, so let's try to get a hold of them.
Everybody used to think of him.
We'll be right back with the next prank call. Just a moment. You're listening to the Madhouse Afternoon Special.
Good afternoon, thank you for calling the Minuteman Project.
Yo, what's up? Yo, this is the 24-hour line?
Yes, it is.
Yo, I just got someone coming over the border.
May I ask who's calling, please?
Yo, my name's Eddie Garcia. I was in the Army. Yo, you got my name?
Eddie Garcia.
Yes.
I.E.?
Private First Class Eddie Garcia, yo.
Private First Class?
Yeah, kid.
May I have your phone number or your first, please?
No, yeah. Well, look, check it out. Real quick, what happened, yo? I got kicked out of the Army, right?
All
right. So, yo, I've just been chilling up here, and then I seen some dude crossing the border. And I said, yo, what's up, man? And he said something. I don't understand, you know? And then he said he's with these people and shit and all that. So I got him. He's in my car right now, right? And
in
I got
your car right now?
I got the AC on. But the problem is, I didn't know if I leave the AC on, I gotta leave the keys inside, right? Yo, he drove off with my Mustang.
He drove off with your Mustang?
Yeah, kid. Yo, what do I do?
Sir, I would have to have the office call you back. May I have your phone number or your code first, please?
Yo, he said he's a Minuteman.
Sir, I would have to have the office call you back. May I have your phone number or your code first, please?
Yo, 888-278-8509.
So it's 888-278-8509.
Yeah, that's up here.
I'll have the office call you back.
Yo, word up. All right, yo.
Please end.
I think it's safe to get the number out to the Minuteman. I'm about to get fucked up tonight, man. I'm going to have to cancel that toll-free line, I think, after tonight. I've given it out to John Calvert. Now I give it out to the Minuteman. I don't know. Maybe I should have taken consolation from Andy before I did that. I just said the guy drove off of my Mustang. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens, everybody. Don't panic. It's okay. If I go to jail, I go to jail. I'll get publicity, and maybe, you know, this will be the thing to launch PCU. Are we allowed? Do you guys know what's going on with KDK and the Howard Stern show? Have you guys heard about it? If you guys have heard about it, then we'll discuss it. If not, then I'm going to assume it's still a secret.
No, there's something about KDK is supposed to go on the show if he does a transvestite or some shit.
Exactly. He's going to be having sex with a transsexual, actually, a man who is now a woman. Ain't that something?
Yeah, I think it's a bunch of bullshit.
Well, he said he's doing it. I don't know. I don't know, man. What do you think he'll go through with it? Do you think it's worth it? Is it cheating if he does it?
No, because if K-Bone endorses it, which I'm sure he probably would.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe. We'll see. I'm pretty sure K-Bone's cool with it. They probably cheat on each other all the time. Gays cheat on each other a lot. Nunu says that I should totally cancel that number because he just noticed that John Calvert is a lawyer in his spare time. Well, that's great. Thanks for letting me know about that, Nunu. Thank you very much. Andy's typing something. Andy sent me a link to their hate mail page.
Well,
also,
you didn't say anything to him.
Why didn't you tell me that this guy is a lawyer? Like I care. What's he going to do? What did I do?
But you didn't even say anything.
Yeah. Andy's now sending me the number for...
You told me that you was a talking snake.
Yeah, what's the big deal? And I am a talking snake. In the literal sense of the term, I'm a snake. I lie continuously.
That's what I'm saying.
And I have a forked tongue. So there it is.
White man speak with forked tongue.
Mm-hmm. This is funny. The Minuteman Project here, I'm reading their website. They have their hate mail posted up there. And someone sent them, "You're a fucking gringos, you stinks. This is our territory and you invaded Texas, New Mexico, California, Arizona. You stole us. We're invaded slowly this territory and it comes back to ours, culeros." Wow, there's some weird, uneducated people that try to defend immigration, you know? I don't get it. Yeah. I mean, it's sad. Whatever. Fucking immigrants. My parents are immigrants, but fuck them. Fuck them anyway. Some guy has a sign that says, "Fuck the Alamo." Okay, whatever. Andy's also sending me a number for Tim Bweller, the director of media relations for these people. He also sent me his cell phone too. He got his
all
regular
the retarded
phone.
Retarded people now.
Yeah, we got retarded people still. Yeah, BoboBot is saying that porno
yeah,
tube site has some weird.
BoboBot,
I gave out pornotube.com. I saw that someone in the forums posted a link to PornoTube, which is an awesome source of pornography. And I told Lego about it, and Lego liked it. And BoboBot, he's including the same thing. There's some weird shit on there. It's a very interesting site, everybody. Jonathan wants me to turn the line on so he can call in. Did I leave the toll-free line off? I thought I turned it on, guys. I didn't turn it on.
I thought you turned it on, too.
Yeah. Didn't Lego call in? Oh, it is disabled. Oh, my bad. Whoops. So those people try to call back. They can't get in. Hang on. Let me turn it on. Again, the toll...
Oh, man. Well, does it leave a message?
It says, I think it says the number you're trying to call is not accepting... No, it's not accessible from your area. I had to shut off...
Well, I guess you did a good thing then anyway.
Why is that?
Because you didn't want them to call, remember?
Well, I don't want them to call. I'm just concerned if I tell them that some guy drove off with my Mustang that they're gonna call me back all weird. And they think... You know what's weird? I told them I was private first class Luis Garcia. Eddie Garcia. They're going to probably think I'm like a soldier out there or something. Yeah. They're probably freaking out. Oh, man. Watch the military get involved.
Yeah,
like, we got one of your men who called in and said that their Mustang got stolen or something. It's going to be a whole hunt.
You said you was in the army, you see. But
no,
you
I said I used to be in the army.
In the Mexican army.
I said, oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that's the thing. Yo, I'm in the army, kid. I'm in the
Mexican. You say U.S. Army.
I defected. I surrendered to the Mexicans at the border. How do I turn the fucking line on? They fucked it all up. Disable. Here we go. Are you sure you want to know? Okay. All right, so the toll-free line is now up. There you go. 888-278-8509. That's the number where you can reach us right now. Bravo it is. Oh, and the phone is already ringing. From none other than North Carolina. You know how that is. If it's North Carolina, it's none other than... Dan.
Jonathan, you're on the air.
What's up, Carlito?
What's going on, bro? How you doing?
Not much. Hey, that was a funny prank call that y'all just done.
What, the border guard one?
The cheese boy one.
Oh, the cheese boy. So did they call that guy cheese boy? Is that what the problem is?
Yeah, because he eats a lot of cheese.
So do I. He's probably backed up. Yo, I love some cheese. What's your favorite cheese, Jonathan?
Gouda.
Cheddar.
Cheddar. Gouda over there. Clone says Gouda.
Jarlsberg.
Milkman says Jarlsberg. What is that? That sounds like it stinks.
Jarlsberg.
Jarlsberg.
Hey, do you want to call that guy back?
I could. We tried a cell
Swiss
phone.
Cheese.
Swiss cheese. Oh, man, you know what we had last night? We had some fondue. You know, with that cheese shit in it, you know? Swiss cheese.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate Swiss cheese smells like ass, man.
No.
Who likes Swiss cheese, man? Seriously.
Oh, it tastes like one, too.
Yeah, it's feet and ass. I don't know why white people like that. I'm sorry, Clone and Milkman. I know you guys
are...
Oh,
man, it's good. Oh, it's good.
You like the taste of ass on your cheese, Milkman? That's what Jonathan...
Oh, hell
does
yeah.
Yeah.
I like it sticking in a vagina, too.
Anyway, so Jonathan, you want us to call back your friend cheese boy?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Is he black?
Yeah, he's black.
He's black. That's awesome. I love talking to black people.
What's his real name? Ask what his real
name
is. For
the record, we don't have bus 12, but ask for bus 409.
409?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to call him and tell him that I got confused. It's really bus 409. Okay. Hang on, Milkman, yeah, we confirmed it. His name is Smith or something, right? We confirmed
that. Smith.
Yeah, Smith. Yeah, we got the right guy. He said he's the only guy there and we talked to him.
Ask for Smith first.
Okay. Okay, gotcha. Bus 409, okay.
And then say that I want this cheese dog I need to talk to you.
Okay, no problem. Jonathan, we're going to do that, man. You going to keep listening?
Yes.
All right, you can tell all your friends.
Sure.
Good boy. Seen any movies lately?
I've seen that new Cars movie. That's pretty good.
Cars, yeah. Animated?
It's kind of like an animated one.
Yeah. You have any kids, man?
No.
Mm. Good for you. Good, man. Stay away from that. Not a good thing. Hell no. All right, Jonathan, my friend, thank you for calling in.
Oh, not a problem.
Always an honor speaking to such a good bus driver like you. And keep on trucking.
All right, man.
10-4.
All right.
Bye.
We'll pull the bus, go round and round.
We got to get that sound effect for him. Wheels on the bus, go round and round.
Smoke weed every day.
Yeah, man. Clone homegrown smoking weed every day.
Every day, all day.
Every day.
That's right. It's 420, baby.
It is 420.
There's no better excuse than to fire one up because it's a 420 show.
It's 420 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's right. It's 420 p.m. for all of you in Texas and Chicago. Chicago.
Central Time,
motherfuckers. Who else is Central Time? St. Louis?
It is 420 all day when the show's on.
It is always 420 here. It's always 420 somewhere when we're on. If not, it's about to be 420 somewhere. Gay healthcare in San Francisco, California. The lady that answered didn't sound like she spoke English. Well, that helps. Gay healthcare on Castro. Isn't that Gay Street? Yep. The Castro. In San Francisco. Excellent. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll call the gay healthcare next. And we also got the number for Gino Steaks in Philadelphia. I hadn't heard about this place. It's the guy, he's like an immigrant, a Greek immigrant who owns this cheesesteak shop out there. It's like one of the two big ones out there in Philadelphia that claim to be the original cheesesteak. And I guess he said they put up a sign that said the people had to speak English or they couldn't get service, something like that. That's interesting. So, yeah. You guys okay there, Milkman? You got a lot of wind over there. Breaking wind?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Is this the gay healthcare?
It's the office of Dr. William Owen.
William?
Yes.
Is he gay?
Who am I speaking to, please?
I'm looking for the gay doctor.
There are many in the city.
How many?
What would you like?
I want gay service.
Like?
I only want, well, I have a problem, but I, like, my wife, she said that she doesn't want a woman doctor looking at it.
Works.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want a straight man looking at it. So the only option we have left would be for a gay to look at it.
Could you tell me exactly what kind of problem you're having at the moment?
Red itchy welts.
Penile warts.
Shut up.
And are those penile lesions?
Yeah, penile, and they have blood, water, pus, and something I can only describe as Swiss cheese coming out.
Okay. Let me tell you what I would like you to do. That is,
I don't care what you want me to do. I need to get this fixed.
I'm sorry?
I said I don't care what you want me to do. I just want to. I know what I want is to get this fixed. And you're just a receptionist. Are you a doctor?
Did you want help on this, sir?
Yeah,
or did
but
you
from
want to insult the person who's trying to help you.
I want help from a medical professional. To be honest with you, I got this from a woman.
Do you want me to give you the phone number of the person that can help you with that?
I wanted you to get a man there to take my information.
Okay. Let me give you a phone number.
Did I say give me a phone number?
487.
I don't want to hear it. No. No.
Sir, I'm going
no.
to finish this conversation.
No.
Bye-bye.
No. Damn it. I don't want him to give the phone number.
Right here.
Excuse me. We're already in trouble with the law and the Minutemen. Dude, I missed a call, and I think it was for an interview, guys. I think I just got a call for a job interview. And I missed it.
Prank him.
Cool.
Prank him. Yeah, you want me to work for you? Fuck you, man. That wouldn't be nice. Come on, guys. Be real because I'm keeping it real. I gotta check that. I'll check it on the break. We'll take a break here in a few so I can check the voicemail. So yeah, fondue sucks, man.
I'm gonna have to bail on you guys.
Aw, okay. Well, clone, say goodbye to everybody. You bailing now?
Nah, but I might at the break.
Okay, alright, well, there it is. MPEC says that we guys really need lives. Do we know that? Yes, we do. We do need lives. We have nothing else to do during the afternoon because we're all three of us are unemployed. And most of the people listening now are probably unemployed too. So there it is.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Yes, 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 sir.
Yeah.
If you happen to be employed and you want us to fuck with your boss, send in your number.
Send in your number and we'll get revenge for all the horrible things your boss says about you behind your back that you don't know about but that we do.
We'll shit in his cornflakes.
Yeah, we'll teach him a lesson to talk bad about you behind your back. Fuck. Fuck work, huh?
That's right. We need your name, number, and social security number.
And your social security number, that's right. And a credit card, a valid credit card to so we can verify your age.
And your panty size.
And your panty size? No, man. I don't have any women listening to this crap. No women listen to this shit, man. Jesus Christ.
Well, some of them may think they're women.
Right. All right. Well, let's continue then. Who can we call? Let's see. Who do we have here? Anti-drug has been sending a lot of numbers here. That was gay healthcare we just called. Apparently they're not gay healthcare, but they say they are. Geno Steaks. Could call them. In Philadelphia. That's always an option. I thought about pranking them when that first came out. The story first came out about their little sign shit. Boom, boom, boom. The Minuteman Project. Already did that. Okay. Well, I don't have much to work with here. Hey, here's something we can do. We can call Grits and Grocery Liquor.
There you go. Yeah.
We originally,
that's a good one. I remember that one.
That's a prank call from February 17th of this year. Grits and Groceries Liquors.
Yeah, we'll call it during the daytime now.
Yeah, let's try to call him now. See if we can get that guy to answer. I forgot his name. He didn't give us his name, but whatever. We'll try to call him now.
Yeah, but he was pretty pissed off.
Yeah, I don't blame him. What can you do, man? You can't make...
Kind of order grit.
Yeah, you can't make everybody happy.
Do your redneck voice, man.
I'll try. I don't really have...
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to bail early, guys.
Okay, man. Well, thanks, Clone. We'll catch you next time. We'll catch you Thursday night.
All right.
Stay out of trouble.
Love you.
Well, yeah.
All right. Do a rip before you go.
All right.
He can't.
Smoke weed every day.
And there it is. See you, clown. Take care of yourself, man. Later.
And there you have it. 420. It's out of the house.
On homegrown. Thank you for stopping in. Okay, so we're calling. Who did I say we're going to call? Fuck it, I already forgot. Oh, yeah. Grits and Grocery Liquors.
Grits and Grocery Liquor.
Yeah, it's a place we called in the past. We'll call them again.
Liquor, Sticker, and Flicker.
All right.
Hello.
Hello.
Grits and Grocery?
ABC Store.
Hey, did you guys make up your mind yet?
What are you talking about?
About where you're going to sell grits and groceries or liquor?
I'm selling grits, groceries, and liquor.
All right, and they're ready now? The grits are ready now? I like to order hand grits with some cheese. Put some cheese in there. And a little bit of mint. Like a mojito.
With the mojito.
Yeah.
I got the mojito and some gin.
Okay, so how about we do this? We'll mix a mojito mix, right? And then we'll get some grits in there. You got some ham? What do you got there meat-wise?
Hot dogs, sausage dogs, hamburgers, barbecue.
Cheese dogs.
You got barbecue? Mm. Yo, what kind of barbecue you have?
Pork.
Pork? Mm. Is that pulled pork, or what do you got?
I guess you would call it pulled.
Yeah? What is it? Slow cook?
Over oak.
Go over there and taste some real quick for me. Tell me what it tastes like.
Like barbecue.
What kind of barbecue? What kind of sauce you use? What's the secret recipe?
Secret recipe? Yeah, I talked to Rebels about that.
What's that?
Yeah, I talked to Rebels about that.
Well, who's this?
This is Everett Dimby.
Everett Dimby?
Everett Dimby.
Everett Dimby. How you spell that?
D as in dog, E as in ever, M as in boy, B as in...
M as in boy?
M as in boy, B as in Mike. Wine, you've been a pain in my ass.
Hey, what do you got to talk to me like that?
What's up?
You know, every time you cash your paycheck, you got to thank me.
Why you say that?
Because if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't be able to cash your paycheck.
Why you say that?
Because I'm a Jew.
Because you're a Jew?
Yeah.
Damn right.
There wouldn't be any money if it wasn't for me.
Damn right.
I am the Jew. I'm the king of pranks, the king Jew.
Damn right.
Yeah, I'm Pete Lego.
Pete Lego.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you're with Lego Maega?
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh.
How long you been working there?
How long have I been working here?
Yeah.
All my life.
You don't know why?
All my life.
All your life?
Yeah.
Who did I call and talk to over there sometime in February that was kind of rude to me?
I have no clue.
Who else works there?
I have two other partners.
You got any niggers working there?
Nope.
No niggers?
Nope.
Why not?
Because I don't need any.
You don't need any niggers?
I don't. Not in the store that I'm running now. No. I've got some black customers, and I've got some black employees.
Yeah, but, oh, so you do have some niggers working there, then.
Well, I wouldn't call them niggers. I would call them black people.
Well, you just said nigger right now. I mean, it's in your vocabulary.
Well, nigger's a word that's used for any type of ignorant person, such as yourself.
I'm not a nigger.
Call you a nigger.
I have nothing to do with niggerdom. You know what I like to do in my liquor store?
What's that?
I hire a bunch of black people,
mm-hmm.
and then I fire them the next week.
Huh.
You know why?
Why's that?
Because they're niggers. Mm. Yep.
Got me on that.
So you don't agree with me?
Nope.
I'm trying to sign you guys up in the racist chamber of commerce here.
Uh-huh.
And someone told me on Good Mind, my friend Cheese Boy, said he comes in there a lot and said he'd give you a call.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
No, don't want to be nothing with no racist.
Well, let's talk about grits then.
All right. What about them?
What are they made of?
Grainy.
What are they made of?
Corn.
Corn husk?
Nope.
What are they made of then, exactly?
The kernel.
Kernel?
Yeah, the ground down.
Yeah?
Slow cooked to your perfection.
No shit. And you guys make them right there?
No shit.
You do or you don't?
No.
No?
We're buying from a grit mill.
Okay, so you sell grits there, but you don't make them.
Yeah. What's up with this call?
I'm just trying to find out what you guys, you know, you guys have three things that you sell, and I went in there, and I couldn't get grits.
You went in here, and you couldn't get grits.
The guy said he wouldn't sell me grits.
He wouldn't say you good.
He didn't like my attitude.
I understand that.
Come on, I have a good attitude. Me and you were shooting the shit here.
His name was Rebel.
Alright, what's up?
Some guy named Rebels.
Rebels Barbecue is who we buy a barbecue from.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's the guy right there.
Alrighty.
Yeah, he said, don't you dare go in there. They don't like niggers, he said.
Got no problem with them.
You got no problem with them?
Nope, you might.
I do. Yep. I don't like authority, though, either. That's what my problem is.
Nope.
All right.
I would rather refer to an ignorant person as a nigger than a black.
All right. Well, so be it. You're a racist, then.
All righty.
Okay, then.
So what's up with this cow?
I'm leaving.
10-4 there, rubber ducky.
All right there, buddy.
I can feel deliver.
You don't deliver. I don't deliver. They'd have to hire niggers.
I know.
That was a stupid call.
That was a good one.
That was a stupid call. That went nowhere. I don't have any gas today. You know what I mean? I'm not feeling it. It's not
order
working.
Order Domino's pizza.
No, that'll give you gas. Not the kind of gas we need for a show. It'll make me sick. Make me
that
sick.
Laughing gas.
Yeah. 10-4 there, rubber ducky, he says. Jesus, man. That's fucked up. Whatever that's supposed to mean. What's on your mind, Milkman? Who can we call?
That was a good call, man. Do some lonesome calls, man. You're guaranteed to get somebody on there.
Good try. Let's see what I got here.
Oh, yeah.
From that same day, we got a bunch of numbers. We got... Didn't we call Jamaican restaurants that day, too, or something? With what's his face?
I think one time we did with, Scott.
Here we go. Mama's Jamaica's Cafe. Mama Jamaica's Cafe. We also got Joe Universal Jamaican Restaurant. Let me say something real quick. You know what? KDK is going to get pissed.
What's that, man?
KDK is going to get pissed.
Why?
Because Lego's starting his own stream up, man.
Why?
He doesn't want him to start up his own stream.
Wait.
He's not going to be. He's not going to be happy.
It was sanctioned.
It's not sanctioned, dude. He's not going to be happy about it. KDK might have said whatever, go ahead, but he's not going to be happy about it. I don't know.
Well, if it's all shows and KDK agrees with it,
I don't know. Do I want my shows to be played by Lego? Or, I mean, I want to play them by myself. That's
well.
That's kind of my... They're my commodity, man. I don't know if I really want to give them that out. You know what I mean?
Well, I'll tell you what. Most of the other man, if you listen to a whole show, unless you're really a sick show freak like me,
yeah,
most people won't listen to a whole show.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, I mean, people have to put it in the background and have it going in the background and stuff, I guess, but... I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that.
A lot of people, a lot of people don't have an attention span, and that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these kids in here can't see past about 3 minutes, you know. And a prank call makes 3 minutes; you've done lost them.
Yep. And if you don't do prank calls, and every 3 minutes they get pissed. You know what I mean? They're like, hey, what are you doing?
There you
go.
Blah,
blah, do prank calls, blah blah blah, kind of stuff.
But thank goodness we have prank comedy and variety and music.
Yes, and people falling down.
We have something for everybody.
That's right. And you know, Madman sent in numbers also here, and we got a few more numbers from Anti-Drug. Thank you, Anti-Drug. And
oh, God, call one of those. Those are definitely good.
What?
Call Madman number.
Madman number? And we'll take a break real quick after that. Okay, hang on. St. Louis Vibrator Company. Okay, a person prank called him, left 2 soundboard messages. He already got prank called by these people, apparently. Where are the Minutemen at, man? I got my Mustang stolen. I can't be waiting. Shit.
Yo, man, got my Mustang stolen.
What if, seriously? It's supposed to be Minuteman. It's supposed to be ready in a minute. It's supposed to call me about 60 minutes. 60 seconds after I hung up the phone. Some Minuteman that era. Fucking Americans. Lazy
right.
Americans.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I'm a 60-minute man. It takes me about an hour to get one up.
Yeah, man. So we're taking it easy, Milkman, you know, right now. I'm a lot of shit in my mind. Got a hurricane coming in and all that shit, man. What do I do? Huh?
man. We're good, man.
I don't know,
we're
man.
Have some fun, man.
I'm panicking.
We're going to hurricane away with a bunch of laughter.
I've got the television on here in the office, and they're talking about the storm now. Let's see what they're saying. Hang on. 50-mile-per-hour winds now they're expecting at 8 p.m. on Wednesday. 65 miles an hour.
Turn down the music and turn up the broadcast.
They're actually going to a commercial now. I'm not worried about it. They're saying 65-mile-per-hour winds at 8 o'clock on Wednesday, and then they go down to 50 miles an hour. So we're going to have like 12 hours straight of like 65-mile-per-hour winds, man. Just about. That's going to suck. You know? Here's an 865 number. Who do you think that is?
865.
I don't know. It could be a telemarketer. We get this all the time here at this time. Ever since we switched over to like a regular, you know, phone system, all the telemarketers, that same day they started coming in like crazy.
Hello.
Thank you for holding. All representatives are currently
okay.
Unavailable. Please continue to
these
hold
people
the next available representative.
Keep fucking calling me all the time.
Let's prank him. Let's prank him.
I'm going to stay on the line. Isn't it bullshit?
Prank him. Let's prank him.
Yeah, no, I'm staying on. They make you hold. They call you now to make you hold.
Yeah.
Whoever had this line before us, you know, before me and Athena, apparently had some credit trouble. Because the only people who have this phone number, my mom, you, and Clone, are the only people that have this phone number here.
Thank you for holding. All representatives are currently unavailable. Please continue to hold for the next available representative.
We'll do that. Isn't it bullshit that telemarketer calls you has to get a hold for it?
Like,
come on.
That's some freaking balls, man.
That is balls. I'm smoking. Hang on. Keep talking, Milkman.
All right. So what we'll do, man, when they come on, man, we're going to bait them, right?
I'm getting
we're
going
to pretend like, you know, that we've got some money.
I'm going to tell them I'm not going to pay it.
Thank you for holding.
All representatives
are
available.
Please continue to hold for the next available representative.
We need to know what what the bill is actually about.
Uh-huh. And I ain't paying.
And what are they willing to do for it?
Any second now. This is rude. I'm going to complain about this, first of all.
It would be really funny if we did a second call.
Yeah.
The caller came on, and then this telemarketer was on at the same time. And
yeah.
Noise
and shit. Please continue to hold for the next available representative.
That would be funny. Oh, man, this sucks. I'm fucking waiting. So anyway, yeah, telemarketers suck.
Oh, this is... Yeah, this is really pretty punk, man. I can't believe this shit. The audacity.
Yeah, no shit.
Thank you for holding. All representatives are coming.
Are we going to be able to hold this long?
Please continue to hold for the next available representative.
I wouldn't give much more than about a minute. I'd just go ahead and bail.
Yeah, it'd be funny, though, man, if we get it to work.
It'd be fun to fuck with them, but, I mean, they're killing the show.
It's all right. We can still talk, man. Let me turn the music down a little bit. We'll talk.
Let's do a call. Hey, well... We could do a call in between.
No, we couldn't. I can't. You want me to do something like that? All coordinated and shit? I can barely wipe my ass.
Not coordinated, but we could just like...
All representatives are currently unavailable. Okay. Continue to hold for the next available representative.
You're like, yeah, you got a point.
I can't wipe my ass and walk at the same time.
You're like, yeah, good point. You can't wipe your ass. Oh, man.
I can't wipe my ass and walk in the same time.
What is it that, Crackmaster
used to
say?
I can't shit on my own.
All representatives are currently unavailable. Please continue to hold for the next available representative.
You know, the keys are getting hit pretty hard right now, man. They're going to get the worst of it, probably.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, God, man. Why live there?
Hello?
It's only a storm,
hello?
Man. Yes, it's even hurricane.
Who am I speaking with?
My name is Monty.
Monty?
Yes, I'm calling for Susan.
Susan?
Yes.
She's not going to come to the phone.
Okay, I'm going to leave my number for her to give me a call.
No. You can speak to me.
Okay, you're her husband?
Yep.
Okay.
Hey, hang on. Listen to this first. He hung up on me. I got the fart on him. He didn't stay on the phone. Bastard.
Oh, man.
Tell him your name is your middle name. A boy named Sue.
Let's try to get an update on
that.
Yeah,
tell those guys what they want or they won't stay on.
Hang on, let's listen to this here.
In the coming 24 hours, we back away, take a shot, and show you where Miami is, down to the Keys, where the big rain is happening. And we don't want to forget that we do have, well, a few little scattered showers out there in Central Florida for the moment, from Windermere down to the attractions. Still raining, and just outside of Claremont, raining for the moment as well. But that rain is nothing compared to the stuff that lies ahead for tomorrow. Let's go ahead and bounce on over the Big Picture Weather Machine now and talk about the location of the storm and where it goes from here. The 5 o'clock locator, 24.3 north, 80.2 west. Movement to the northwest at about 13 miles per hour. The pressure hasn't fallen quickly. The wind has not picked up. By tomorrow, should be right about here by 2 o'clock in the afternoon with winds. They could be as strong as 60 miles per hour if this thing intensifies before landfall. If it doesn't intensify tonight, then all of this starts to change for tomorrow. But for now, this is the path that we're dealt and will be dealing with through the night tonight and the day tomorrow. Storm Tracker will show you the location of the windshield and the wind field. You see this tropical storm.
Blah, blah, blah. So basically you get the idea. They're scaring everybody for nothing, I think. 60 miles an hour.
Hold on your shorts because we're going to get wet.
That's not even a hurricane, though. That's a tropical storm. What's the big fucking deal? A hurricane is 75 miles an hour and higher.
It's a hurricane, man.
It's a tropical storm. It's bullshit. We've been through. Oh, fuck me. Come on. They just want people to go to stores and panic and buy a lot of stuff. I swear to God, if I were to go to Walmart right now, everybody's going crazy.
It's a one-year anniversary of Katrina, you see. So they've got to do something to try and top that. So they've got to get a panic stirred and be important so everybody be tuning in.
Well, fuck it. Why do it to us, man? Don't involve us in this shit. Let it hit. Why doesn't a hurricane hit New York or something?
Well, because it's going to be...
You know?
Yeah, if it was heading for Texas, it'd be even better.
Yeah, Houston, Galveston, you know, those guys.
Then I'd really be laughing. Houston.
Here's what they're saying. We're going to get winds 40 to...
Let's go shit in a 55-gallon hat.
All right, our winds are going to be 40 to 45 miles an hour sustained. They're going to go up to 60 miles an hour, they say. Gusting to 60 miles an hour. I'm not concerned. I'll probably lose power, but I'm not worried about it, dude. You know,
that's just like driving your car, man, down to the grocery store.
Yeah, buddy.
60 miles an hour, that ain't nothing.
Well, here's a question. I have a job interview tomorrow. It's supposed to be at 10 a.m. Do I still go to that job interview? Is it still on? Are the roads going to be closed? And do they do curfews out here when this shit happens? I don't know. What do I do?
No, you go ahead and you do it. And if you see any of those army guys out there, you finger them and tell them to go to hell.
I'm not going to finger an army guy.
Go back to, you know.
It's kind of gay.
And then you mash all the gas and do a big donut and on the interview.
Yeah, right. Hey, Army guy, let me go finger you. Yeah, all right. Come on, man. Don't be gay. Fucking gay. Here's what they're showing now.
Go back to Iraq, you damn queer.
Look how crazy it gets. They're showing an elementary school and the kids learning about the hurricane coming in, and they're making maps of the hurricane, and they're filming it for the news. This is what they get to. You know, Orlando is such a shit town. And nothing goes on here, so when something like this happens, they go crazy. It's going to be wall-to-wall hurricane coverage all day tonight. All night tonight, all day tomorrow. Jesus, God. So
stupid. That was Orlando local news you was playing?
Yep. That was Tom Sorrells, the man himself.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, we're bullshitting. We're losing listeners. We're down to 33 listeners, so holy shit.
Let's do a call.
Holy shit, in a handbasket. All right, we'll do one call, and we'll take a break, and we'll do a few more calls, and we'll call it a night. I'm going to be gone. Milkman, I absolutely have to be off the air by 7 o'clock, okay? 7 p.m., 8 p.m. your time. We're okay with that?
All right, then. That'll work.
You know what? We're going to take a five-minute break right now real quick. Let's do a five-minute break real quick right now. Come back. We'll do a few more calls for another hour. Hopefully they go well. If not, we'll bullshit, and we'll entertain you guys for another hour. We'll be back. Sounds good?
Yeah,
man. All right, good. I'm glad you agree with that. So, like I said, we're going to take a quick break. This is a new outro here. This is a new little bumper, whatever you want to call it, that we're going to play here. So, it is now 5:50. We'll be back in about 5 minutes, and after that, we'll do another hour of wall-to-wall prank calls. And after that, we'll move on from there. You're listening to Madhouse Radio, madhouselive.com. Back after this.
420, baby. Fire them up.
Come on, shut up, bitch. If you're not mad enough.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
What? What do you want to fuck up?
You are listening to a replay of Madhouse Radio.
No, you're not having no anal sex with me.
Yes, I am. You're going to like it too, but maybe you're not.
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
You look so tough now, little nigga. Hate you black bastard. Hate your black skin. Hate your black pants. I hate black pepper. I hate black keys on the piano. I hate my gums because they black. I hate Whoopi Goldberg's lips. I hate the back of Forrest Whitaker's neck. Most of all, I hate that black-ass Wesley Snipes.
Madhouse Radio is back.
And we're back. Beautiful. Success and unity between all of us. Milkman, you there? You done taking a shit?
Oh, man, that's a lot better.
Yeah. It does feel better to move your bowels. I'd like to say what's up real quick.
That's right, man. Keep moving.
Keep moving. We got to say what's up to Acid in the chat room who said he found a job. Wow, must be nice. Milkman.
All right. Hey, who all's out there in the chat room today, man?
In the chat room today. Now, first of all, I would like to say what's up to Echo. Echo is in our TeamSpeak chat room, which is the provided to us by SingClan so that we can connect each other and come together and do this show on a weekly basis. So what's up, Echo? He's listening to us right now. He's in the channel with us. What's up, Echo? SingClan.net. Which is not even working anymore. SingClan's on it is down. I'm sorry to hear that. Hope it comes back one day. Good people. I'm a member of that clan. Haven't played in a while, but I'm a member of their clan.
KR will get that fixed pretty soon.
One day. KR, yeah. Good. And what else? Madman is in the chat room, of course. Milkman, you're in there. Lonesome Loser is idling in there. His presence is being made, and we're happy. Andy's in there. The Dead.
Hey, Lonesome Loser's on.
Lonesome Loser's
welcome
on.
Back to Lonesome Loser.
Well, he's in there. He's just sitting in there. Nothing else than that.
He just in, yes.
Yeah.
No, he's here now. He's actually in.
Yeah. Skull and Bones in AOL Instant Messenger says we should rename the show to Carlito's Madhouse After School Special. That's right. Little Evil Neo is just joining the chat room. Making her presence known there.
Hey, Neo.
She's a big fixture here in PC Radio. No pun intended.
That's right.
And what else? Saigon's in there. Saigon.
Our resident chat Nazi.
Yep, Saigon. The Dead's idling in there. Good to hear the Dead. Good to see the Dead. Hope he's okay. Best of thoughts. Best of wishes out to the Dead. And Joe Rosenthal's in there. I don't know what's
all
up with that dude.
Good wishes for you.
Joe Rosenthal is a very weird person.
That's a fantasy world. That person lives in a fantasy world.
You know, we're all allowed to live in a fantasy world. I live in a fantasy world where I am a porno star and no hurricanes exist. You know what I mean?
There you have it.
Yay! Hey, no hurricanes. Hooray for no hurricanes.
Yeah. He's in a fantasy world. I'm a young guy. I just ride around in a rascal wheelchair.
Holy shit! Lonesome Loser is in the house. Lonesome Loser is in the house. He's active.
I told you.
I'm sorry. I sit corrected.
Kellen. Yay, Lonesome Loser. The hardest working man at PCU. Lonesome Loser.
Yeah. PCU's resident nigger. Lonesome Loser. I'm sorry. That's wrong. I'm sorry. Shame on me. I'm not a racist guy. You know what Athena? You know what Athena said to me yesterday?
That's Andy.
Yeah, no, Andy's not a racist. You know what Andy? What Athena said to me yesterday?
Oh, okay.
She said that I'm getting too racist with the way I talk on our personal time. I'm acting too much like Carlito. She says. She says you're too much like Carlito now. On our, you're supposed to be Carlos. And like, why? Because I was going around calling people, you know, nigger and stuff, not into their face, but, you know, I was kind of saying, you know, look at that dumb nigger there, and look at that stupid woman there, she can't drive, and all that stuff.
Commenting.
Yeah.
Commentary.
Yeah, I don't know. She says I need to cool it off like that, and I feel bad. I'm not a racist person, though. I like niggers, and all spics and all that stuff. I like all that good shit. But yeah. Lonesome Loser is sending in the number for bangers.
What's in the chat room?
Who was in? That's
hey, look, there is Sir Nunu.
Nunu.
That big wanker from UK. Sir Nunu himself.
Yeah, Nunu.
Sir Nunu, send in your Sulu number. He has Sulu's number.
He does have George Takei's number. George Takei. Takei or Takei? I forget it again. How's it go? George Takei.
Takei.
No, it's Takei. Takei. Takei is cheap. I mean, it's cheap in Japanese, I thought. I don't know. Whatever.
No, expensive.
Expensive. You know, you're half Japanese, right?
Yeah.
Good. You been to Japan or just...
Nope.
No? You want to go? You want to go?
Let's go, man.
Let's go now. All right. Let's get some tickets. We'll get Zola to get us a ticket.
Hell yeah.
Are you going to go to the party in New York, man?
I'm not rich.
I know, right? If I could go.
I want to.
Yeah, I would too. Lego's house. I mean, I'm all for going, but I don't have money to get a plane flight. I don't have to work, but hell. I can't fly up there.
I can't be there on September 9th, though.
Yeah, it's too close to the 11th. Is that when it is?
That's
the 9th?
Right.
September 9th is the party in New York, right? I guess who's going? KDK might be there. Zolar. Billy Mirror will probably show up. Lego's going to be there. And High Pitch Eric maybe will be there. I don't know.
Zudo.
And then... Did you hear me call last night to that show? I was drunk off my ass. I was drinking sake last night. That's some shit. I never had sake before.
I was laughing. Yeah, you was funny.
Oh, man, I've never drunk sake before.
Sake is good stuff.
Sake.
Man,
I'm like,
sake.
Yeah, and it's cheap. I might buy some sake
tonight. You gotta make hot sake.
That's what I did. I put it in the microwave for a good minute, and I had my... these people, the container comes with its own little serving cup and everything on it. It's all ready to go. It's awesome.
Yeah.
You know?
You take it, and what you do is you put it in boiling water.
Okay. Okay. And you pull it out with tongs. And you got yourself going there. Okay, so...
Well, yeah. No. You just grab a little bottle, you know, and then pour it out.
Oh, super. Super. Lonesome Loser is sending in tons of numbers here. We got Dong Bang. We got Bitch Publications. We got Chuck Queer Towing Service in Pennsylvania. Interesting indeed. Nunu is saying this is George Takei. That's good. George Takei. He's, I don't know... Takei, whatever. Maybe he'll come through with a number. Maybe he'll answer. I don't know what to say to George Takei. So I'll find out how you pronounce that name correctly before I call him and make an ass out of myself. Madman says he loves us too, Big Bean Bag. Okay, I'm really dumb talking dumb shit. There's a number. I got it now. Okay.
If it's T-A-K-E-I,
yeah.
It's Takei.
Takei. Okay, so it is Takei. Alright. He says, same, a big fan, really enjoyed him in the Karate Kid movies. That's wrong. That's funny. He's not Mr. Miyagi. He's Sulu, man. That's funny. That's too funny. Maybe we could try that. I'll try it. Fine. We'll try to call George Takei now. Hang on. Let's see if this works.
Carlito, tell him that William Shatner is now out of the closet.
No, he's not.
And if you're trying to arrange an interview with both of them. That you want to get an interview to discuss this homosexual tendencies and activities during the filming of Star Trek and subsequent episodes.
Right.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Takei?
Yes.
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
Good.
I'm sorry, did I catch you at a bad time?
No, I can talk.
Okay, great. Hey, just want to let you know that I'm a very big fan of yours, sir.
Thank you.
You were excellent in the Karate Kid, movies.
No, you have the wrong person.
No, this is that Jap that was in the Karate Kid movies, right? You're the Japanese Karate Kid guy.
No, you're the wrong guy.
Are you Japanese Star Trek guy? Damn it. Oops.
Oh, my God.
No.
Oh, God.
I just talked to Sulu.
No.
No, but thank you for calling.
No.
I finally got... You know, I was talking to Athena about this. You know, we saw the William Shatner roast on Comedy Central.
We'll have to take that clip, man.
No, we saw the William Shatner roast on Comedy Central, and he got made fun of a lot and stuff, and he's a funny guy. And I was saying, you know what sucks, Athena? That I gave Nunu the idea of finding this guy's phone number, and he found it, and every time I try to call him, he was never there. But Sean Ward and KDK both got to do awesome long pranks with him. And I never got to. There it is.
Mm-hmm.
So we just talked to George Tiki.
Got a new clip for our intro.
Yeah, new. Can I call him? Japanese Karate Kid guy? Aren't you Japanese Karate Kid guy? That's funny. Are you gay Star Trek guy? I should have called him as Eddie Garcia. Next time I'll call him as Eddie Garcia. Like, yo, what's up? Yo, you playing?
Yeah.
Yo, let's go. Yo, I got the recipe for the Wolf Drive.
We'll have to make him a regular fixture on the 420 episodes.
That'd be nice. Hey, let's try to do that, man. Call George Takei on a weekly basis. We could try that. A different premise each time.
To try different voices and different premises, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. We'll see about that, guys. We'll see what we can do with that. What else do we got here? We got...
Make him your bitch.
Uh-huh. We got...
Lito's bitch.
We got the Erotic Bakery in Seattle, Washington, the Erotic Bakery. Zetro Grocery. In Ocala, according to a recent survey, the anger capital of the United States. The angriest city in America is my hometown of Orlando. Ain't that something? That's probably because of me.
What?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I say, exactly. Has to be.
It has to be because of me. It's my mom and my dad and me. We're very angry people. Okay, so what are you thinking? Let's call Zetro Grocery and then we'll hit up Erotic Bakery.
Have damn gringos.
This is the white people that make us angry here. Okay, let's play something a little old school.
What I'm talking about, man, they make me angry.
Let's play something a little old school, a little funky. What do you say? I'm trying to think what we can do.
Yeah, man.
I don't know what. I don't want it to suck. You know. Any ideas? George Clinton. We did that the other day. We can play some more. Got Rick James, Super Freak. What the hell?
Hey, we ought to call Mary Menzies again.
You got her number?
Yes.
Let's call her. Make it so. Make it so. Mr. Sulu, make it so. I'm trying to get the music to start, and the motherfucker won't start.
Ahead warp factor 5.
Yeah. Okay, the music's dead. Something happened, Hal.
Remember? Okay, now remember, you were her son, right? You were her stepson, and that you're always getting in trouble with stealing the Bibles and stuff.
That's right. I had a bunch of weird stories with that lady. Indeed, I did. Okay, all right, well, we'll do
and
this.
And then why don't you give you a recipe for Thanksgiving?
Uh-huh, yeah. Well, Thanksgiving's a long time away, but hey, here's this. And okay. I got the number. Good, I got it.
Now look in your G-Talk.
Yeah, I got it here. Well, let me call Zetro first and remind me we'll call her next, all right? Zetro Grocery in Florida. Hang on, everybody. The next call of the day, of the afternoon show, 6:09 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3:09 on the West Coast. Listening to Madhouse Radio. MadhouseLive.com.
10 minutes. 10 minutes till 4:20 in Mountain Standard Time.
Who the hell lives in Mountain Standard
you get
Time?
Rocky Mountain High.
Who's in Mountain Standard Time? What's out there in Mountain?
Oh, they're not... There's not very many people in Mountain Standard. I think Colorado and places like that.
Yeah,
it's a narrow time zone.
Say, what's the warm in town? Salt Lake City. Them two, I think they're mountain.
Oh yeah, that's right, Salt Lake City.
All you Mormons, get your.
Okay, I didn't know if they were mountain time or not.
All you Mormons, get your lighters ready, and we'll be back to do that. Hang on, here comes a call.
That's Stephen Bond.
You have reached an Embark voicemail box. At the tone, please leave a message. You may start your message now.
An embalmed.
Embark.
You know what Embark is?
What do you mean embalmed voicemail box?
You know who Embark
is? Is it like down inside of a grave or what?
No, Embark is the new name for Sprint, man. Like Sprint, I don't know if it's Embark. Everywhere, but they changed their name to Embark with a Q at the end. What the fuck is that all about, huh? You know? Embark.
I don't know. That's pretty damn gay.
Well, their service is still shitty, if you ask me. Can't fool me by changing your name, bastards. Sprint still sucks anyway.
I'd like to give a shout out to our good friend of the Madhouse, Cherry Soda Kiss.
Who? Who the hell is that?
Cherry Soda Kiss.
Cherry Soda
That's
Kiss.
That's a good friend of the Madhouse.
Who is that? I don't know who that is.
Yep.
It's your friend. Friend of the Milkman House.
Yeah, good friend of the Madhouse.
Yeah, well, good for them. All right, well, thank you, Cherry Soda Kiss.
Yay.
Where are they from? Is that one of your Argentinian friends or something?
Yay.
Like that? Where are they from?
No, man. It's this hot girl, man. It's this hot girl that comes and checks in every so often, man. She just hired me and just wanted to say hello.
So we have a hot girl who actually listens. There's a hot girl that actually listens to the show.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, man. She's freaking smoking, dude.
Nice.
I'll have to send you some pictures sometime.
Yeah, man. Send me some pics, man. Come on. Let me know. Let me see. Let me taste her.
All right.
I want to taste her. I have to taste women.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Yeah. Have a little putty pie, man.
Mm-hmm.
My cherry pie.
Brandon Vegas is checking in the chat room for the first time today. Brandon Vegas, welcome into the madhouse.
Hey, BV.
He said he didn't know the show was going to be on. Homeboy, man. We've been talking about it since last Thursday, dude. Brandon Vegas, afternoon.
That's right. Well, speaking of cherry pies, I think it's time for you to call your auntie Mary Menzie.
Yeah, maybe she's got some cherry pie. Let's do that.
There you go.
All right. I like that idea. We'll call her right now. Let me get some reggae for her here. What's that song I'm going to play with the guy? Not Bob Marley, but Bob Marley's son. Here we go. Okay.
Biggie.
Yes. No, Damien. We're calling Damien. We're doing Damien's song here. All right, hang on, everybody. We're calling Mary Menzies.
Okay.
Old friend of the show. Back after this. Bless you.
Hello?
Hey, Mary.
Hello?
Mary?
Yes?
Mary, how you doing?
All right.
You remember me? Mary. We haven't talked in months. It's Carlito.
Yeah.
What's up, girl? How you doing?
I'm all right.
How's work?
I can't get no work to do.
You can't get no
You have some work to send for me?
I'm looking for work myself. I've been unemployed since last Monday.
Huh?
I've been unemployed since last week.
Oh.
Yeah, I got kicked out of the church again.
You what?
I got kicked out of the church again.
Why?
I was stealing Bibles again.
You're ridiculous.
Well, yeah. Well, here's the thing. I got a deal. They were giving me $10 per Bible at the Baptist church. I had to do it. I need money. I got a drinking problem.
Why you need so much money? Why you getting in trouble so much with these Bibles?
Well, that's the thing. Now I'm in trouble with God again and the law.
But you know God going to punish you for what you're doing?
You think he will for the Bibles?
Why not?
They went to a good cause.
What good are you stealing these Bibles to do?
Well, they recycle the Bibles.
Recycle?
Yeah, they shred them and they recycle them, and I think they make toilet paper or something out of it.
Where they recycle Bibles?
In St. Croix.
We're in St. Croix.
Yeah.
Where in St. Croix do they recycle Bibles?
Manhattan Recycling Company. They just started up a few months ago.
Where?
They come from Manhattan.
Look.
They come from Manhattan.
Yeah, they came down here. Yeah.
To recycle down here to go back up in Manhattan.
They take the paper back up. I think they make toilet paper out of it. I think they make cigarette filters with it, too.
What?
They make cigarette filters out of the Bibles.
You sure is that what they make?
Well, that's what the boss told me.
Or you just want to say something because you think you do something.
No, he told me that they take the Bibles, they shred them, and they recycle them.
Well, if he takes the Bible to recycle cigarettes, that means you shouldn't be in that church.
In the church? What do you mean by being in the church?
Huh?
I don't know. I don't want to be rude, but
it's an ordained Moravian church.
An ordained Moravian church.
The what?
An ordained Moravian church.
Ordained Moravian church.
Yeah.
Where that is?
Where they're out of New York, and they come down here. They're trying to collect all the Bibles they can, and they take them.
First time I hear that name.
You never heard of this before?
No.
Do you have any Bibles maybe you can give me? Because they gave me $10 per Bible.
That's good.
Well, I haven't drunk.
That's good if they give you the $10 for the Bible.
I was supposed to get a plane flight with the the money.
Mm.
But I ended up meeting a girl, and then I drank, we drank all the money, we bought all the alcohol.
Well, that sucks.
Uh-oh.
We lost the phone. Cordless battery died on the phone. Son of a bitch, right in the middle of a conversation with her. Well, that sucks.
We'll call her later on, maybe, for the end of the show, and find out if she has any good recipes for Labor Day holiday picnic.
Yeah, man, I charged the phone all day. I wonder what happened. Maybe it wasn't on the cradle completely, but the battery died on it. Son of a bitch. That sucks. Well, ain't that shit. Well, I had to go over and get the other phone.
Well, you got a pack of batteries switching out.
Well, that's not true. I got the other phone. Let me get the other phone real quick. I got to put this one back in a cradle. It's going to keep making that noise.
Yeah.
All right, well, Milkman, talk to the people real quick while I get the other phone, all right?
All right. Well, folks, that was our good friend Mary Menzies, a longtime listener and lover of the Madhouse. She has some great recipes she's provided for the Madhouse in the past. She's a wonderful person. She's very spiritual. She's godly. And she's well-loved right here in the Madhouse. She's also a spiritual counselor and guidance, a guidance leader for Carlito in his misguided ways. Carlito has fallen off the wagon. But thank goodness for Mary Menzies that she is very good about keeping him back on the straight and narrow. As you see, though, Carlito doesn't listen very well and does frustrate Miss Mary Menzies often. So once we get the battery back and it's available again, maybe we'll consider calling her back and finding out what she has for some wonderful recipes today coming up for the upcoming holiday.
Recipes.
Labor Day holiday.
Recipes.
That's right.
Animal. Hey, what's up, man? Who is this? Echo?
All right.
Uber.
Uber. What's up, Uber? How you doing, man?
Uber.
Uber's good. Uber, have you played that demo yet for Battlefield 2180?
Good. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't download it, but I heard it's good.
Pretty good, but it's a bit like...
Okay. It's a bit like... What now? We're losing Uber.
No, a bit laggy.
Laggy. I got you. Like me. I got you.
And this didn't go over very well at all. So, we're going to have to find out here what Mary Menzies thinks. She does offer some really wonderful recipes here. Holiday recipes coming up here soon. We've got the Labor Day holiday weekend coming up.
Oh, what do you eat for Labor Day?
She'll have something great for a cook-up.
We don't eat anything for Labor Day, dude. Labor Day's not an eating holiday. It's a working holiday.
You don't eat anything? You don't go out and eat on Monday, have a picnic for the end of the summer?
I don't do picnics, man. It's too much heat. Too much walking. I'd rather go to a restaurant.
Well, most of the rest of the normal world does. I don't do them either, but...
Yeah. Well, there it is. Okay, everybody. Well, I'd like to say thank you to the St. Clans folks who are now chilling in our chat room. Very nice. No one's talking to the chat room. What happened? The chat room died.
All right. Thanks a lot to all the TeamSpeak guys.
People were talking all over the place in the chat room, and now that my friends go in, and no one wants to talk. It's looking bad. You're making me look bad, PCUers.
We kind of have that effect, people.
You kind of suck the life out of the chat room whenever you go in there. That's what St. Clans does. Well, good for you guys. Good for you guys.
All his buddies in there. His buddies in there.
Yeah. I think that's Uber. Okay, good. Uber's in there now, too. BM Echo and Uber.
No, Uber's buddy. He's listening here, yeah.
Oh, super. Okay.
All Uber's in there, too.
Yeah, now you figured
it out. Well, Uber. Isn't Uber a goober from Mayberry?
No, Milkman, you and your old ass man jokes. No, sir. That's not how it goes. You're in your old All man right. jokes. Just old man sure. jokes. Okay, this phone
might... It was G-U-B-E-R.
This phone might not work for long. So we gotta make a count. Alright.
What happened to all your extra batteries?
They're not charged. Because I don't plan ahead.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I know.
What are you gonna do, man? A storm comes with no charge batteries. No. What are you gonna do?
Here's the other problem. I'm on E right now. And I can look across the street at the gas station across the street, and there's a line out to the road.
Yeah.
Of people getting gas. Get out the road, man.
Well, since you live right on the street, you just crowd right in front of everybody with a gas.
No, I gotta feel the bird. I mean, I gotta get gas up the bird tonight for sure because of the power goes out, can't pump gas, and what happens here with the hurricanes? They have to close the ports, and you can't get the fuel in here and all that good shit, and we don't have any gas. People freak out. The price of gas is probably going to be like $3 right now or something. Not even more than that, probably. And, it sucks. So,
no, it'd be $13.
Yeah, well, eventually it will be. Yeah. And Neil says blarg. Good for you, Neil.
Storm blowout.
Yeah, man. So let's try to do another caller or two, and then we'll call it a night. Call it a day or whatever. All right?
Roll some calls.
Let's try to go on a funny note. Let's call some Lonesome Loser's number. We're going to call Zetro Grocery, right? And we didn't get through. So instead, now, we'll call Erotic Bakery. Ooh, there's a place called Chink About It? Well, that's funny. Chink About It. Let's call that. What do you think they make there? Like chainmail? Chains? Chink About It? I'm gonna accuse him of something. You remember that guy... Where do we call? The same day we called Grits and Grocery. Wasn't there a sweatshop? There's a sweatshop that day, wasn't there?
Oh, yeah. There was a sweatshop. That was a great call.
Here it is. Harry's Sweatshop. And remember, I kept calling the guy
Yay.
Harry. He's like, this isn't Harry. This is Bill.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, hey, what's up, Harry? Okay, cool. We'll call Harry's Sweatshop. We'll do that right now. Hang on. Let me find a fucking song here to play. We'll
Thank God for Lonesome Loser, the hardest working man in PCU.
Alright, let's try that. We'll call Harry, we'll call Chink About It, and we'll see from there. What the hell are you doing?
Will allow you to threaten the bullshit and squeeze until the bed's completely red. I'm glad I'm dead. A worthless fucking Buddha head. The stress is building up. I can't believe suicide's on my fucking mind. I want to leave, but swear to God, I feel like death is fucking calling me. But nah, you wouldn't understand. You see, it's kind of like the crack that the. Hello, you have reached Harry's Sweatshop.
Motherfucker! Damn it. Okay.
Alright.
Okay, moving on.
Move
let's
on.
Let's call what Lonesome Loser has just confirmed then, huh? Makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, let's call Chink About It. Chink About It.
Drugs to extortion. I know my mother wish she got a fucking abortion.
Hello?
Hello, Chink About It?
Yeah.
Hi, my name is John Masters. I'm an attorney, and I'd like to let you know that we are not very happy with the fact that you have a place with a racist name in the title of it, and I represent the Chinese Chamber of Commerce here in Belgrade, and would like to know if you're willing, before we have to do any legal action, to actually change the name of your establishment.
I'm... Can I just make something clear? Like, that's not what we're intending at all. I wasn't really aware that it was offensive. It's actually the name of what we do. It's called log chinking, and the product that we use is called chink.
These words coming out of your mouth, I mean.
I'm really sorry, but they're all terms.
Well,
like, I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, in this day and age, how could you not run that and just see the fact that, you know, the CH word would not fly? I mean, I'll tell you what, I have a great track history. We had a place here in town also called Spick and Span, maid cleaning. They're out of business, and you know why. That word spick, the S word, I like to call it the S word.
What... I'm sorry. I guess I just don't understand that. Can you hang on just one second?
I'll be right
I'm on
here.
The other my other phone.
Okay. With who?
I just need to hang up.
Okay.
Maggie, I'll call you back in a few minutes, okay? Bye. All right.
Are you Chinese American?
No, I'm not.
Are you Japanese American?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I am Caucasian. I'm really sorry. I didn't realize that this was offensive.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually the term of what we do.
You chink?
Yes.
That's what
it's an actual term. I don't know what else anyone calls it. Ask any log builder.
Mhm. Right. And what? How do you chink a log?
Do you
give it? Do you give it slanty? Do you give it slanty eyes?
No. You apply a, it's like a latex-based product called chink, and you put that in between the gap between the two logs.
It's actually called chink.
Is it some kind of sexual
connotation?
Yes, it is.
I can actually give you the name of our distributor, which is a national company that prints log chinking on their buckets.
I just want to ask you, I know you're maybe ignorant, just something, but let's try to refer to the CH word from now on.
The CH word?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a way that I could get you to call me back when my partner's at home? He's working right now.
What's her name?
It's his name. His name's Lucas Dreesen.
Okay. Lucas.
Yes.
Okay. I can do that. What time? About when?
I'm not sure when he's going to get home today. Mm-hmm. Could I get a number to reach you at?
Sure. Are you ready?
1 second.
Okay. 1-888-278-8509. Ask for John Masters.
John Masters.
Right. And you can just let them know you were from CH Word about it.
Okay.
Okay. You know, I really don't want to have to put you guys out. Don't make me do this. I'm not a bad person. I was in Vietnam. I killed a lot of gooks and slopes and Japs. But, you know, when it comes down to the CH word, we're not down with that. We're not going to have that here in town.
I'm really sorry.
And we're trying to push all the racist people out of Belgrade.
I'm not racist by any means.
But when you have a racist word in the title, I mean, it's like... We had a guy.
I've never heard it used as a racist terminology. I'm sorry.
Did you know there was a Klansman in town that had a boat service called Triple K Boat Service?
No, I had no idea.
He called the Triple K Boat Service, and we actually investigated it, and he admitted that he meant KKK Boat Service.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm sorry, but I can promise you, I can assure you that. We had no attention.
Ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Ignorance of the law is no excuse. And I mean, I don't know what else to tell you, but you sound like a very sexy lady yourself. But you know, I'm gonna have to. Something's gonna have to come. Call back when your partner's in, and we'll get it all straightened out. It'll be okay.
Okay. Are there any hours?
Are you prepared to change?
You can call me anytime. But we have a list of a few names that maybe you might be thinking about changing your company to. We'll take care of it. Don't worry about it, honey. Bye.
Okay.
All right, sweetie.
Bye.
All right, bye.
I'm not Charlie's.
Charlie's. Charlie's. How about we eat dog about it? Oh, man. crazy Chinese. I can't believe she never. She freaked out. I feel bad now because she seems really genuine. If she calls back, I'll tell her it was a joke. That was a funny thing.
I don't think she's genuine, dude. I think she thinks she just thought that she could pull it off.
Whoever says we're bad.
Bad people.
That shit's funny, man. Yeah, we're bad, but we're funny. Oh, man, that shit's crazy. Caucasian, she says. Gina Ferrier says Caucasian. That's funny. Caucasian.
Hey, Jane Knapp, welcome back.
Jane Ferrier, welcome back to the chat room, man. Welcome back. Welcome back. And Earth Dog 2 in there. Welcome back, Earth Dog. Good to
Earth
see you.
Earth Dog, welcome back.
Good to have you in there, man. And, yeah. What time is it now? 6:35? We got time for another call, I think.
Hell yeah, it's time. We got plenty of time. Let's dial some up. We on a roll now, Jackson okay. Brown.
Let's do one more, and I think that might be it. We'll see what we do here. Erotic Bakery. Psycho.
Hey, you still have that number for the black dudes that we called that night?
They're
black and brown. They were on the call talking over and over, and you're freaking your girlfriend out.
You know, I don't really remember. Hey, the national news is talking about the hurricane now. Ain't that something? Think I'm gonna die, Milkman?
It's a damn storm.
It's a tropical storm. I know. They're just bullshit. Ooh, it's gonna hit North Carolina on Thursday. Watch out, Jonathan. Jonathan's in trouble, motherfucker.
Cool.
That's something. You know, we need to prank call people in Miami about the storm.
We don't like North Carolina. Hey, there you go.
We gotta prank call people.
Tell them you're offering your emergency protection services, you know. It only, you know, $150 an hour.
Here's a call for everybody. Shelters. Everybody out there, try to find...
you got special on gasoline for $10 a gallon?
Well, no. People out there, try to find numbers for people in Liberty City, Florida. That's the ghetto, the Miami ghetto in Miami, in Florida here. I'm going to tell them that they're being evacuated. Forcibly evacuated. And we're also going to search their homes for drugs. Like Clone said happens. Lonesome Loser is explaining. What's he saying here? He has to ask for KDK4. I don't think he has it up for download on the site. Oh, okay. There's a Bangalore call that Ted did. Okay. 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 Okay.
Oh.
Okay. 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 I got you. Okay, let's call Erotic Bakery. And then, you know what? Fuck that. Let me try to call someone to Miami. Hang on. Who we got in Miami here? In the Lonesome Loser archives.
Oh, yeah. Let's keep some live people.
Well, we got a bunch of numbers here in Miami. Confirmed originally on August 18th, so 11 days ago, we have a 7-Eleven store in Miami. Okay. I hope they have gas there. Some of them don't, but we'll call them. I'm going to accuse them of price gouging the price of their gas because of the storm and not for any other reason.
That's right. Tell them you're out in the parking lot and you're looking for the gas pump.
Yeah.
Any directions.
Yeah, that was funny. Oh, shit. Okay, here comes the next prank call of the night. 7-Eleven in Miami, about to be hit by a tropical storm / hurricane. Maybe I'm going to hell for this, but what can you do? We can't all be winners around here.
You're not going to hell, man. There's no room left.
Not for me. Not for my fat ass.
28 seconds.
I give my left eye. With the right, I visualize the king of Best Eye. Checking his door, Tiana in the junior high. If I was in Brooklyn.
Oh. That's not a 7-Eleven. Shit. This is the problem with doing live prank calls. They're not always great, they don't always work. We try to do what we do. But that's why
let's not dwell.
But hey, that's why I do a podcast. I take all the bad crap out of the podcast, and all you get
that's
is pure good show goodness. Song for a Break, a new Obie Trice song.
I got a number
here
for Hunter's Food and Spirits.
Hunter's Food and Spirits? Hunter Long? Probably not.
Hunter Food and Spirits.
Uh-huh. Okay. Send it over to me. We'll call him now. Ask about his spirits. Ooh. All
right, let's do it.
Earth Dog brings up a good point. Earth Dog brings up a good point, Milkman. Obie Trice has a new album. I haven't even checked it out yet. It's been out for, I think, a week or two now. You know, you don't know who I'm talking about, but I gotta check that out. I'm gonna check out that that song he's sending me now. Obi Trice is a very good rapper. Very funny guy. Very nice guy. I like him. We'll play a song of his next. Did you send that number to me yet, sir?
Yes, sure.
Where is it?
On your Google talk. Yeah.
There we go. In St. Thomas, no less. Okay. Good deal. Do you know these people? Or do you know this place? Have you been there?
Nope. Let's call them.
Okay, fine. We'll call them. Here we go.
Nope.
Here we go, bitches. Obi Trice. Old Obi Trice.
Bags are already closed.
I guess. Hey, dude. Guess what? Stop ringing.
Yep.
Hello. 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 Hello.
Fucking the cats. Operator is not available. Exiting the system. Goodbye.
Bye. All right, she'll come back. Lonesome Loser
please
sent me
enter your destination number
look,
now.
Look, the Little Haiti Supermarket. This is the Little Haiti Supermarket in Miami. The Little Haiti Supermarket from Lonesome Loser.
All
right. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hey, yes, hi, this is John Masters.
Yes, sir, can I help you?
Okay, I'm with the Citizens Auxiliary Service.
So who?
The Citizens Auxiliary Service. And
what can I help you?
So you're in an evacuation zone. You have about 10 minutes to pack up everything you can and get ready to get on the bus.
No, we don't have an evacuation, man. You're talking with the wrong person.
No. This is, you guys are on 2nd Avenue?
Yeah.
We're evacuating everybody in the Northeast from 1st Avenue all the way to 15th, sir, in a flood zone.
Okay, yeah, we leaving soon. We leaving in 10 minutes.
Okay, but we're coming up with everything. How many people you have in your establishment right now?
No. We got our own transportation. This is a supermarket, man.
Yeah, I know. Everybody's got to get out. Get them out. Come on.
We getting out right now.
No, there's a bus outside right now. Seriously, get out. I'm watching you. Get out of here already. What's the fucking hold up?
We need your keys to the store.
Keys to the store. I need you to put all your. Hang on, I gotta call him back. Tell him I need him to put all the money in a bag.
Put it in a plastic shopping, unmarked plastic shopping bag with the store keys.
Number now.
Yeah.
Your current balance
and
will allow you to
it
talk
and
for
return to them if
5 hours, 53 minutes, 32 seconds.
You're part of the Minuteman Corporation.
Here comes Fat Albert, everybody. Hold your ears.
Hello?
Hey. How you doing today?
Fuck you.
Yo, fuck you, bitch motherfucker. It's Fat Albert. Is that all you got? I'm still standing, you might have called.
Yeah, fuck him. Fuck Cubans.
I hate Cubans, yes siree. I hate Cubans. That's all about me. Yeah.
Oh, that was a good one.
Fuck you. What did he say anyway? Let's see. Hey, you know what? We can get that on the talk back on the instant replay via the Madhouse Radio Network.
All right.
Let's try to get that.
Yay.
That is all you got. I'm still standing.
All right. That was.
I'm still standing. You might have called.
We lost it in stereo. Hang on. We'll get it here. See what happened there. See where we went wrong.
In a bag.
That's going to take a while to come back up. Well, we get that. We got Bev's West Indian 99 cent store in Miami. Let's try to give them an evacuation request also. West Indian 99 cent store.
That's how much everything is. Yeah.
I don't know if you'd ever... Oh, West Indian is you guys, right? That's Caribbean.
53 minutes. Yeah, man. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
let's try this again. Let's
yeah, man.
Hang on. Listen.
Fat Albert.
Hang on.
Hold your ears.
Daniel from
St.
Croix.
Hey. How you doing today?
Fuck you.
Yeah, you're from
fuck
Red
you, bitch,
Brick,
motherfucker.
Man.
It's Fat Albert.
Why'd you talk over it? God damn it, Milkman. We're trying to play it for everybody to hear. Now no one's going to know what it was about.
Sorry.
You bastard. You bastard son of a cock. Okay. The next song, I don't know what it's going to be, but the next call is going to be to Bev's West Indian 99 cent store in Miami, Florida. Yes. Here comes that right now.
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Hello?
Bev's store.
What's the noise? Oh, you bitch! You stupid bitch!
I hate West Indians.
Me too.
Man, give me a chance. God damn it. Wait for the bitch to come back. We'll try her again. I don't like that word evacuate either.
Enter your destination number now.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, why you hang up on me?
Huh?
Why'd you hang up the phone?
I didn't hear anybody on the other side.
Well, I only have a quarter. I only have one quarter left now. I'm calling from a payphone.
Oh, who's this?
No, my name is Eddie Garcia. I'm with the Citizens Auxiliary Patrol.
Uh-huh.
You guys are in the flood zone. You're on Northwest and 199th Street, right?
Yes.
All right, well,
hold on. Can you hold on a second?
Hurry up.
Give the phone to my dad.
Hurry up.
I think it's the police department.
Oh,
they
no, it's
they
not.
Said that we're in a flood zone.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
I'm not with the... Who's that? I'm not with the police. What are you talking about?
I don't know.
I'm with the government. You know, we're friends with the... You know, look, I'm with the Citizens Auxiliary Patrol, okay? You guys are in a flood zone, and we need to evacuate you guys. Mandatory.
We'll find you right where?
We're going to evacuate you guys to Houston. Look, it's not a joking matter. You know,
the keys to the store.
There's a store
It rained here a million times. How come you never called before?
Well, because this time there's a storm coming in, and we don't want to take any chances.
You didn't call in the last hurricane, or the one before that.
Well, to be honest with you, we don't really care about West Indians or anybody in your part of town, but, I mean,
okay,
now the government says we got to... Shit.
That pissed me off.
Oops.
You should have got plastic bags there with all the money.
I didn't get that far.
Combination of the safe and the key to the store.
You know what would be perfect?
You go turn a Cuban store.
You know what we need? Can you call Great Scott, man? I mean, is he busy and shit? If we could get him to call them.
Please enter your destination.
Yeah, man, you know.
I don't even know his stinking number. Is 800 number still open?
Yeah, toll free line's open. It's busy now. I'm on the phone, but, you know, when I hang up the phone, I'll be open. This is going to be the last call, dude. I got to get out of here.
Well, it's got on a good call because they're not answering.
We'll try one more if this doesn't work. And that's it. Uh-oh. Here they come.
They ain't answering. Good. Next one.
It's the Minutemen.
This time, like, tell them you're having a big hurricane party and...
I need 99 cent beer.
Okay.
How much is your beer?
Yeah.
99 cent. How much is that?
Beer? What? We don't have no beer here. What are you? Whatever. Hey, dude. Keep in mind. What do you want to do the next 420 show? Friday. As long as my schedule's open, so I'll do one Friday.
Hey,
it's been good so far.
Let's do one.
Friday.
Oh,
Friday
yeah,
it is.
Let's do another one, man. Friday. Wait, what time we starting?
2 o'clock. You're right. Yeah, right. I say that now. He says that now in jest. But, Milkman, we got to say our final goodbyes, man. We got about 7 minutes before I absolutely have to be out of here. And, yeah, we got to do that.
Do one call, and then we'll do a quick goodbye.
I don't have time, my friend. I don't have time. I'm sorry. I wish I could, but we'll be back on Thursday.
One quick call, bro.
You son of a cock. Okay, fine. Let's see here. Lonesome Loser. Don't bother confirming any more numbers. If you're confirming one now, confirm it and send it to me. But other than that, let's hold off. Who can I call? We'll call Iggy's Beach Bar and Grill, right? This is the one you sent me now? In
yeah,
St. Thomas?
Sent that earlier.
Okay, we'll call that one then. Fine. There you go.
Yeah.
Last call of the day.
I hope they're real fun.
Having a little bit of fun there, animal.
Let me try.
Good night, thanks for calling Iggy's. It's Allison. How may I help you?
Good night, Allison. How are you?
Hello?
Hello, how are you? Ma'am? Allison, you cunt. God damn it.
Please enter your destination number.
I give up.
Call right back.
I'm not calling back. We got to get out of here. I'm going to be late for my appointment, man. You're going to fuck me over. I got to get out. I got to tie my tie, and I don't know how to do that.
We'll call and ask for Gilligan.
Yeah. Goodbyes real quick, dude. Say our thanks and goodbyes real quick while I set everything up here so we can sign off.
All right, man. I like to thank everybody for tuning in today to this wonderful 420 show, man. Hope everybody caught a nice one, man. I got a contact buzz from Proxy, man. Want to give him a shout-out. Big thank you to Mr. Madman, the one and only master of IRC here. Provides with this wonderful boxing ring here we call a chat room. Everybody can knock their teeth out of everybody. come back smiling after their ban has been lifted. Also, I'd like to thank Dr. Lego, who called in, a wonderful sponsor, provides us with this great stream so we can tickle your ear balls all around on this planet. Thank you so much, Dr. Lego, for carrying our voice. And KDK, the man with the vision, the legend that created this wonderful community we call PCU, the man that had the foresight to realize that Carlito's talent would shine above others and that he deserved a spot on PCU. Thank God for KDK. Also, I'd like to thank my fearless leader, Hermano, my brother, my general, my admiral, my commander, our leader of the Madhouse, my fearless leader. Thank you and God bless you. Hold on to your shorts, Alpha. And Athena also and the kitty cat. Thank you so much. And everybody out there in PDU land, all of our listeners, it is all about you. It's why we do this. We don't make a dime, but we sure spend a few to keep you guys laughing. And also remember, tune in this Friday. We've got a next daytime show. Have your numbers ready. Give us some good numbers. We'll call your boss. We'll call everybody. This Friday from about 2 to 4 p.m., be looking for us. Also, SinClan, thanks a lot.
Yes.
Everybody out there, have a good night. Back to you, Big Carlito.
Back to me in the studio. Well, thank you to all them people. Will we get everybody? You know, we'll be on Thursday night. This show, if you missed it, if you're just catching it now, like some of you are.
And the legendary Mr. Lonesome Loser.
Oh, Lonesome
Hardest
Loser.
Working man. We couldn't do it without you. Thank you, brother.
So thanks, KDK. Thanks, Lonesome Loser, for everything. Anti-drug, acid, anti-drug sending numbers. Everybody's sending numbers. All of you out there. Earth Dog, thank you for everything, man. Andy, out there listening and shit.
Jonathan called in
and everything. That's right. So there it is. We're going to go. Thank you, everybody. Have a good week. This show will be on a podcast if you didn't catch it. So,
see you this Friday, Thursday night.
Thursday night, 10 p.m.
Uber
Eastern.
Uber on
Yes, Uber says konnichiwa. Whatever. Bye, guys. Peace out, everybody. We'll catch you here soon.
No, on Chihuahua.
God owns us all. Damn it, man. He owned us.
I just gave it to her today. It didn't interrupt me. My kid, you're gonna treat me. We're gonna straight beat your butt, Brady.
I'm gonna have
to. What the fuck is you?
Oh, God.
Man, you're gay, man.
Herbert.
You let y'all know who you is, boy.
What the fuck is you? You fucking Herbert.
You
know what
I did?
Like,
yeah, he's scaring me. Oh, no, I ain't get my number.
I got your dirty laundry. I got your dirty laundry over here.
Dude, who is it?
Hold on. On my face. I want to ask you what I'm saying. Yeah,
I don't want nobody else in my house. I'm fucked up on one person out here, and that fucked up for the rest.
Can you stay in your car?
You might listen to me on the phone.
Yeah.
Calling me from block number.
That ain't no block number.
What you need to do is hang up. I don't, but I'm not going to.
Look, hey, I heard your whole conversation. Don't make me call the police.
What kind of police is this?
Yeah, you know what's up. Yeah, it's not you.
I'm fine. Where do I live at?
I'm going to blackmail you.
Oh, I'm so scared.
Oh, God, turn your ass motherfucker. Where you from now?
Jive turkey, you bitch.
You didn't hear, boy.
You jive turkey motherfucker.
Who's this, Kazan? What's your name?
Man, you just show me a place, dude. I'm about to come whoop some motherfucker's ass because I don't even know who the fuck you're talking about.
How much you going to charge you, guy? Pick somebody up over here to tax the app.
Man, this ain't no motherfucking tax the app. I'm coming fucking picking somebody up. I'm whooping goddamn ass.
I kicked your ass, you son of a bitch, and your goddamn mother.
What?
Your mother.
You motherfucking nigger, how you like that, you piece of
shit? I motherfucking nigger, son of a bitch.
You nigger motherfucker.
Higher than that, man.
Man, I'm a motherfucking bitch of private goddamn phone. It's a white man that don't want to hear from no goddamn niggers calling me in the fucking middle of the night.
Listen, boy.
I'll show you a boy with a 12-gauge shotgun, motherfucker.
Listen, Cracker.
You have three letters.
Listen here, Cracker.
I'll show you some fucking three-letter, motherfucker.
I'll see you here. Are you Michael Frazier?
Man, this ain't Michael Frazier, man. This motherfucker's a white man. Y'all need
to give it up. We don't give a fuck what y'all niggas want. The life is mine.
And which hotel was that?
Look, let me just ask you real quick. First of all,
I can't talk on this phone line. If you give me the room number and the last name, I can call you.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
You fuck you, you stupid bitch.
Please enter your name.
Mahalo.
Aloha.
Aloha. Mahalo. How you guys doing, man? I'm coming. I'm staying in Honolulu. I'm from out of town, from the United States. You know what I'm saying?
Hello?
And I like chicken. You on Tahiti Street?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Can you bring me some chicken?
Oh, I cannot bring you a chicken. We don't have a delivery.
What the fuck? A to the K, yo. A to the KFC.
I know, but we don't have a delivery.
Can you dip a wing in your pocket and run it up to me?
Yeah, but I'm only one over here. I cannot drop a chicken on you.
We would give you a couple $100, though.
Even though, guys.
Wow. Are you ready?
I wish I was the governor.
Just pretend I'm sitting on you, okay? No problem.
Good.
Okay, I'm gonna go. Yeah. Oh, I gotta go.
Please do wash your hands.
Yeah.
Some kind of license have where you have to do this stuff. So this is a very interesting radio you have. Very interesting radio thing if you have that, you know, because like that's it just shows me that you have like nothing going.
No, I got plenty. This is what we do, man. I do this all the time. I get lots of.
This is what you still like. I mean, talk stupid.
Yeah.
Really, huh? People actually listen to this shit.
Everybody loves this shit, man.
No, not everybody, because anybody with a half a brain that I know don't listen.
Anybody with half a brain would listen to this show instead of eating your shitty-ass pizza.
How old are you?
13.
Yeah, fucking right. You sound like you're fucking 18 or 19.
I'm 13, I said.
Yeah, right.
Yes, I was born 13 years ago last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm hanging up, and you better not call.
Do you have stripes in your underwear?
Do I have what?
Stripes in your underwear.
You are a sick fuck.
Come on, let me talk to your sister, man. Be a pal.
No!
Have you ever seen your sister naked?
No!
You are listening to a replay of Madhouse Radio.
Well, I think you should fucking hang up, or I'm going to find out who you are and punch your fucking face in. How's that?
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.